Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah. Queen never need. And my homie Chili Chill. Yeah, yeah.
We give it up for Platinum
Queen. We give it up for Platinum Queen. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We give it up for Platinum Queen.
Oh, California.
Give it up for Platinum Queen.
Chili Chill is on the
stage. We give it up for Platinum Queen.
Calypso, T-Speedy, or Scholar. Make you wanna holler, like tips from a hollow. Platinum Queen, roll call, goes as follow. Miss Optimism, beautiful butterfly. Double up in the house, don't ask why. Miko and Miss Choir, songs of worship reply. Miss Computer Lady, Black Man, Abe and I. So go and testify, just call in. Platinum Queen's got the West Coast ride again. Richard and BC, enough. Cavito Man, got the chat room blowing up cigars to me. Rolling.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Cracking with you now, tuned in to the most dangerous radio show on the internet, on Blog Talk, in the galaxy, in the universe. You know why? Because we tune in to what's going on in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to reach out and at least try to help with the kids, with your kids. Giving underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't have deals, an opportunity to be heard. Call in number 347-884-8239 every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, we want to hear from you.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen. Chili
Chill. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey Shonda, hey sis, you start the show off. It would be right if they hear from a queen first. What's today's topic about?
Are black women being demoralized in the media, society, and the workplace? Welcome everybody to another Sunday of Platinum Queen West with your host, the Queen. We got Ronan, we're expecting T-Smitty, Miss Quiet Storm.
We got the Haitian Abomination on the line.
So there you go, Candy, who's listening from North Carolina, asking where the Haitian sensation was. There you go, live in Living Color. And I see my little brother Scholar in the chat room who was supposed to call in as well on the panel. This should be a very interesting show. There were some very upset women last week. Last week's show was, are black men demoralized in the media? And black women was not happy about that topic. It came right back to them and black men not taking care of their kids. And I even had a question, wanted to ask the men on the panel, why do black men demoralize black women? And let me say this as well, too. To the ladies who are listening via iTunes, as they usually do, they were saying, Queen, could you please tell the black men the definition? They do know the definition of demoralizing, but for some of the women that will call in, is to erode morale of somebody, to erode or destroy the courage confidence or hope of a person or group, cause confusion in something, to throw something into disorder or chaos, ruin somebody morally, to corrupt somebody morally, and weaken the spirit. So this is why I received a lot of emails from black women for Ronan, and T. Smitty, and a couple for Don, that asking you guys, why do Ronan, Scholar, T. Smitty, and Double Up demoralize black women? Why you guys don't try to uplift black women more? So I don't know who want to speak first on that, but that is the first question I was asked to bring to you gentlemen.
I will let the illustrious Ronan Soul 75 go first.
Well, it's not our intent to demoralize black women, but it's not our intent either to sugarcoat things differently. So, me personally, and a few others, prefer to tell things how they are. If there's something screwed up, we'll talk about that first. But as usual, we leave a light at the end of the tunnel. But for some reason, people get hyper-emotional, and all sorts of reason tends to slip out of the conversation. So that's just what it is from my perspective.
Oh, and ladies, when Ronan says he leaves a light at the end of the tunnel, he really means the end of the tunnel, not the headlamp of an oncoming train. We do not practice Murphy's Law here.
I will be reading also something off on the page that I thought hit the nail on the head, too. I'll be reading that later on the show. But let me say this to the women who will download the show or who will come in and call. Until we learn self-love and to respect ourselves, we cannot expect a man to do it for us. And I had so many on, again, men not taking care. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to read Ronan thing. I have to. I'm sorry. And I'll read it again probably at the end of the show and throughout, because it says so much and about what we're talking about that Ronan had posted on his Facebook page. The most important elements of all things, especially relationships, are intent and intensity. That is the difference between love and lust. Genuine friends versus frenemies. Significant others, sexual temp agents. A far more vital element in such affairs is your overall value of yourself. All of the monetary nor material gain in the world matters more than this. It's not only your time to be deemed priceless. The presence of respect must exist. Otherwise, your numerous complaints concerning the abundance of foreign hands being shoved between your cheeks at random will fall on deaf ears. The option to become, remain, or refrain from being played as a puppet is always your mate. Wrong.
Well, I would like to hear a response from them.
Please.
Hey, folks, hold on. I'm hearing something. Scholar, I don't know if... I'm hearing some kind of interference. I don't think it's on my end.
Don't blame it on me, because I got my mic muted.
Oh, okay, then shoot. I hope it's not me. Well, I'm sitting under a fan. But as far as the whole issue of why do we so-called demoralize women, I had not realized that being married, being faithful to my wife, being loving to my daughter, I did not realize that was demoralizing. Nor did I realize that, you know, doing the dishes and what and doing the laundry, I didn't realize that was demoralizing to women either. But if somebody says so, you know, my wife isn't complaining. She happens to enjoy that kind of demoralization, you know. If it's demoralizing to my wife that, you know, if I make her coffee in the morning, then so be it. I'll be demoralizing. If it's demoralizing that I'll get up in the middle of the night and give the baby her bottle so my wife can sleep, or that I'll get up to make her her bottle and stuff, then so be it. But hey, as far as I know, I don't go around with an intent to really down black women and you know, shit on them or anything. I mean, I do speak. Sometimes I say things that may be a little harsh. Maybe they're referring to my statements about my belief that a single man who is childless is better off with a childless woman as opposed to one who has children by another man. But I'm an equal opportunity hater. If a woman is childless, I don't think she should be getting with a dude who has multiple kids or multiple baby mamas either. If that's demoralizing, hey, my bad. Anyhow, I do see Double Up is on the line. Hold on, Double Up. I will open up your mic. I will let the scholar answer the question. And then if you want to answer too, the women want to know why you demoralize the women. So wait up, Double Up. Let scholar answer the question, and I'll be right there at you.
Okay. What's the question again?
Shonda, can you read the question for them?
Let me read it again. Because it was for you, Ron and Don, Ashley, and Double Up. It's from Coco from Houston. Why do Ronan, Skylar, Smitty, and Double Up demoralize black women? Why you guys don't try to uplift black women more?
Okay. Now, I can't see how I can demoralize somebody when they do it to their damn self. I mean, I don't make you do some of the stuff that black women really do. Now, just because I have an opinion and talk, you know, a certain way, you know, I can talk a certain way. You know, I talk a certain way. That doesn't mean that I'm demoralizing you. You know what I'm saying? I don't demoralize you unless you allow me to do that shit, first off. So demoralizing, you know, black women, that, you know, that plays a part with themselves. Just because I speak my mind and I speak out on what I see and I speak about the facts that are really happening, that's not demoralizing. That's calling a motherfucker spade what the fuck it is. A goddamn spade. Now, if I'm spitting half-truths and lies on black women, hell yeah, I'm demoralizing them like a motherfucker. But last time I saw all the shit that I'm speaking about are actually true. You know, I ain't lying on them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't basically, you know, lying on them like a lot of women do. Well, women are doing right now on false rape allegations. They ain't going to jail for that shit. But I mean, you know, I ain't lying about paternity fraud, you know, which is demoralizing. All that shit is demoralizing. But we're not going to talk about that. So, no, you know, it's good. As Denzel Washington said and Malcolm X, this is not hate teaching, this is love teaching. I would not say this shit if I didn't love you. I wouldn't stick my neck out for you if I didn't love you. I wouldn't say this shit about black women, you know, to demoralize them. That means that I would have to care. So if I didn't care, I wouldn't say shit at all. Ronan wouldn't be saying shit at all. We would just let y'all go around y'all merry old fucked up lives and I say shit and just point the finger and laugh. You know, stay in the corner, point the finger and laugh. Then high five each other and be like, ha ha, dumb bitch. Anyway. No. I'm just saying. Okay.
That's true, Scott. I agree with
that. Hey, Double Up, I see you put your hand down. I don't know if you want to have T-Smitty go ahead. T-Smitty got his hand up, I'll pull him up, but Double Up, if you want to speak again, put your hand up. I saw your hand went down, but the question was also addressed to you. So I'm going to put on T-Smitty now. Don't have time to look for the Alabama Roll Tide song, but, oh, never mind. I see Double Up. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'm going to open up Double Up and T-Smitty, and then let both of you guys decide which one goes first. So Double Up, T-Smitty, your lines are open. And, again, Shauna, can you reread the question for Double Up and T-Smitty?
Oh, yes, I will. Okay, this is from Coco from Houston. Why do Ronan, Skylar, T-Smitty, and Double Up demoralize black women? Why you guys don't try to uplift black women more?
Okay, well, I'll go first. One thing, I got to USC is ranked number one. I can't wait till they whoop Alabama's ass. It won't happen. That's the championship game. Put it into the SEC. Okay, and demoralizing black women. You guys need to get off that bullshit about demoralizing black women because you guys just seem to want the braids, but when brothers try to point out your flaws, you guys seem to have problems with it. We're not demoralizing you. If anything, we're trying to correct behavior that we don't like. Okay? And we're doing it out of love. If I tell my son, you know, as great as the shit his room is, it's not cool. I mean, am I demoralizing my son? No, I'm correcting behavior that I don't like. Black men are trying to correct some fucking behavior that we don't like in black women. You guys have a problem with it. I don't know why. All right? The days of getting praise are over. Okay? You know, the days are gone, man. We have problems in the African-American community that we need to correct and address. We can address black men brothers can take it. We've been hearing how we ain't shit, we ain't men, whatever. But we understand that. We know there's a lot of fucked up brothers out here. But when we try to address black women, you guys cry foul for some reason. I don't know why that is, you know. But you know. And to the second question, I'll be brief about men and having kids. Look, I was there when my sons were born. I cut the umbilical cords. I taught my son how to ride a bicycle. I taught him how to swim. There's something about having your own fucking kids, man. There's just something about it that men love. I love having my own son. He looks like me. And men don't want instant families. I don't know why can't you women get that through your fucking brains, man? We don't want to be dealing with three kids by three different baby daddies. We don't need all that bullshit, man. We want our own fucking families, all right? Do you understand, women? We want our own families, man. We don't want to deal with your crazy-ass boyfriends, all right?
I got to back you up on that one. Double up, you're right. As far as the cutting, being there when the child is born, cutting the umbilical cord, the child looks like you. Like, if you look at my daughter's, at my daughter now, you look at my baby photos at her age, we look identical. It's my child. She has always some of the same mannerism. You're right. There's something
really
special about that.
But
I mean, especially with my wife having had complications, where I had to be the one, like when my wife was in ICU, I had to be the one, you know, feeding her, be the one, you know, changing her and all that. Yeah, it's something you can never have the same thing with another man.
Going to our birth classes, doing Lamaze, the breathing.
Exactly.
Remember all that shit, man. You know, all that shit,
sir.
Man. I mean, man, I'm telling you, man, that was a part of me being a fucking dad, just bringing the kid home, buying the car seat, putting in the car, bringing him in, checking up on him. There's something about being a dad, teaching my boy how to ride a bike, taking the training wheels off, and all this shit, man. And sisters want us to just come in and, you know, take care of these fucking kids that ain't ours, dealing with these fucking baby crazy ass. These baby guys are always violent and crazy. We're supposed to deal with these niggas, these crazy ass niggas on the side. It's, come on, sisters. Come on now. Come on. You guys should understand this. You should understand this shit, all right? This shouldn't even be a fucking question, all right?
Unfortunately, we lost T. Smitty. When I opened you guys' line, he fell through. Now, Blackman 37, even though that one was not addressed to you, would you care to answer as to the question? I'm going to open up your line so you could answer it if you want as to why, you know, allegedly the men who were the regulars on the show, we demoralize black women, which of all people, I know you sure don't. But let me open up your line and please enlighten us, because they seem to think that we're out to bully them or something.
Bully who? Okay, I don't understand the question first. So what do they mean by bully them?
Well, they say we're out to demoralize them, like, you know, we're putting them down, you know, by stuff like when we say, well, those of us who say that we prefer to start families with someone who doesn't have children if we're childless, you know, that we want to get married before we have children, we don't want a ready-made family. You want someone who's in shape, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends. There are men that will and there are men that don't. So the men that don't want to do it, you can't demoralize them. You can't get upset if some of us choose not to want a ready-made family. That's all it is to it. If he doesn't want to, if he's not ready for a ready-made family, just keep it moving. Okay, bye, keep it moving. Period.
And let me ask you this, black man. Also, Ms. Quiet Storm is on the line, too. She's going to be a part of the panel for the women for a little bit. But, black man, I have posted in the chat room, it's a guy named Dan who listened to the show off and on. He is a white guy. I think he said something to you before and you asked him to research it, because he sent me an email stating that, again, Dan from Kentucky, do black demoralize themselves on the news, TV, radio, and music and magazine. Roland Martin was demoralized to Arturo Davis at the RNC convention for a black man. He's talking about you, who mentioned for me to research this before.
Okay, well, like I stated before, first and foremost, you have to look at who actually controls the media, the air, whether it be television, radio, or magazines, or music. First, you got to see who owns these companies. Who are the gentlemen that own ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC? Who controls CBS Radio, Sirius Radio? Who controls it? that's then you'll know who actually gives the rights to who can what they gonna program for people to listen to, watch, and read. Now, we got that out of the way. Second thing, as far as demoralizing, first of all, if you don't have control of the media, you don't have control of how the media is shown or how the news is given out on the major markets, then you can control what you want people to see, and you'll control their emotions and their thinking by what you give them. So if he wants to get a balanced understanding of what's going on, I always refer to him to several different types of books or articles. If he feels that we are demoralizing ourselves in one area, he can always go to theroot.com. He can always go to Greedo, which is spelled G-R-I-O.com. He can always go to, he can also get the book by Dr. Francis Cuss Welsing called The ISIS Papers. He can also get another book by Michelle Alexander, who wrote The New Jim Crow. He can always pick up other books. He can always go to the Huffington Post. Hell, they got different sections for different people.
Hey, Black Man.
That kind of give knowledge. Yes, sir.
Black. He can also go on YouTube and research Yuri Biznemal. He also talks moralization in the media, social economic, political structure. He goes deep into it. You know, talks about what demoralization does for a generation, you know,
yeah,
and whatnot.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, if he really wants to get to the root of all the understanding, I mean, there's information out here for him to get the research, for him to really do it and read himself. I mean, if he really wants to understand how media, especially how commercials and programming works through television, he could always get the Pale Horse conspiracy. That book, that gentleman breaks it down in thoroughly on how they use television to manipulate people into thinking and believing what they see versus what the reality is. But that also goes into the other part of the title of this show today. Because the demoralization is also tied in who gives the perception of what a person is or is to be or has always been. Because, you know, as in with television, magazine, and media, period, it always, you're supposed to deal with the future, present, and past tense of what's going on. So the past will bring up certain bits of information, giving bits and pieces of how the history has been. Then we'll come up to the present, how that affects the present. And then we'll talk about the future and how things are going to go as far as a certain group or a certain area in the known world. So if you're saying black women are all these awful things, you're going to go to the past and bring up all the negativity to it. Then you're going to turn around and bring it present. And then you're going to go and push it forward to the future, because then you can control their minds one way. You can continue to have their attitudes going a certain way. That also goes into the thinking in the so-called community. So some of this, you could eradicate some of it based on how you see yourself, how we as see ourselves, and making an effort to bring ourselves out of a certain mindset and a certain action to become better. So if you want to say as a black woman, well, black men are very disrespectful to me. Okay, there's a certain percentage of them that may be. But does that mean all are? No, not necessarily. Why? Because you have not been in a, what I would say, the complete environment to have this real clear understanding that not all of us do. Have you ever thought about the man who opened the door for you? Well, there's no black man that opened the door for me. You mean to tell me there's not been one? And what about the one that gives you a compliment that's not trying to hit on you, that's not trying to sleep with you? What about the one that may be there to help you so you could speak what you really feel and think without having to worry about he trying to take advantage of you? See, we're somewhere in there.
Because it is some better. It is some better, and I didn't. I know they listen. I really didn't want them to call in to be a part of the show, but we do have Ms. Quiet Storm and Miko as well on the line, who I wanted on the panel, because I'm telling you, black men, some of the emails, I have to sort through how angry some of these black women were that want to call in that went in on Ronnie. Oh, my God.
Why?
Dollar.
What's Sandra, why?
I don't,
347 on the line. I'm not sure who it is. I think Shonda opened up their line, and T. Smitty is back. He has fallen off. Erin Code 347, would you please identify yourself? If you want to give your real name, just give us a name that we can address you.
It's Nico.
Yeah, oh, okay. Hey, Nico, I didn't recognize that one number. All right. T. Smitty, I don't know if you heard the answer that Double F and Black Man 37 gave. Your line dropped right when I had opened your mic. But feel free to jump in, T. Smitty. And Nico, we do want to hear your thoughts.
From you. Once you answer this, I have another question from another lady who specifically went in on you because you either implied something last week that you wanted a woman 140 pounds with no kids. This lady emailed me, so you can answer this when it's...
No, that was me, not her. Okay.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. Well, it was
double. All right, I'm sorry, but I had to take care of an emergency call, but what was the question again? I apologize for listening.
Okay, this says, the first question, Coco again from Houston. Why do Ronan, Scholar, T. Smitty, and Double Up demoralize black women? Why you guys don't try to uplift black women more?
I got this one. First things first, we made Big Blue yell Cold Blue last night. But anyway, but the thing is, only thing I owe any black woman, anybody in my life is the truth. Let me tell you how I'm not demoralizing black women. I'm not having kids with any of y'all that I'm not taking care of, which I don't have anyway. I'm being the antithesis of what many of these women are complaining about. Gainfully employed, financially established, educated, no handle diseases, not beating women, not having kids with women I want to be with. How am I demoralizing anybody on that? But the thing I would like to ask any of those same black women who get mad, where were these black women that are older than you? Your mom, maybe had an older sister, older cousin, homegirl, auntie, babysitter. Why haven't they explained to you how things going to the mistakes they made? See, I'm going to tell you why. Because many of them are lying to you because they don't want to tell the whole truth. This is what I'm getting at. It's the truth. The truth is never demoralizing. The truth is never negative. The truth is always positive. Because I'd rather you hate me for telling the truth Then it be clapping and being my friend on a lie, and then find out the lie comes up. Because my last thing is, look at that pastor that's giving women hate. He lying to everybody's face. But yet, those women should have slept with a married man anyway. But yet, they all thought he was so positive and so great, and look who he is, a snake in the grass. The thugs, the losers, the deadbeats. They ain't telling y'all the truth. They don't let y'all keep going the same way because they want a piece of tail. And they have, and their strategy has been working. But then you got the men out here who have been taught, and I've been taught this, get your education, get your career. Don't have kids so you can afford them. You know, stay out of the penal system. But what do we run into? We ain't talking about the ones who've been married and caught a bad break. We're talking about, as Ronald would say, men had kids by sport. And that's saying, you know, and the thing is, and a lot of these men, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of hurt there. And a lot of those men don't, because of myself, don't want to deal with the hurt and the pain. And we're saying, why are we going this route if the other route is working for these other guys? So my thing is, ladies, my last thing is, ladies, the truth, like I said before, the truth is never demoralizing. All I owe you is the truth. And if y'all can't handle the truth, so be it. And why somebody falls right there in Morse code over there?
I don't know. It's a bad connection.
Yeah,
before I ask your question. Wait, hold on, ladies. Hold on, folks. Hold on. I just want to say, because we have so many people, you know, they're not here today, but they were here last week when it was about the men. Again, everybody, the number is 347-884-8239. 347-884-8239. Operators are standing by. And Double Up, go ahead, ask your question.
Let me ask Double Up this, because he said it was him. Okay, this lady, Janice from Florida, she said it was T. Smitty. I found a statement you said last week demoralizing to women. You said you want a woman 140 pounds, no kids. The average woman in the United States is over size 12. Explain. Now, Janice, if that was Double Up, I mean, I don't know. She said it was T. Smitty, but Double Up said it was him, Janice.
What I was saying was this, Sean. I was saying that my preference is for a woman in shape, around 140. You know, that's the kind of women that I find attractive. As far as no kids, I'm actually in my mid-40s now, so yeah, it's pretty tough to find a woman with no kids. And I'm actually married right now, but I'm just saying, my preference is a woman in shape. I mean, everyone has a preference. Women, you guys have your preference. You like a guy with a certain height, certain build, certain look. Why can't men have, we have preferences too. If I have a preference for light-skinned women, I have a preference. So if I like a chick with big titties, that's my preference. If I like a woman in shape, that's my preference. We men can have preferences too. All right? And I like a woman in shape. All right? I don't like the big protruding buttocks. That's not my deal. You know? And the weaves, I'm not into weaves. I'm not into the big long nails. I'm not into a bunch of fucking kids out of wedlock. If she had one kind of marriage, that's fine. With a bunch of kids out of wedlock, I'm not into that. I have a preference, and that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. All right?
Okay, I want Ms. Firestone to know her line open and Nico, your line open, because I want to hear also the lady.
Hi, Nico.
Hi, Nico. I'm so glad you're doing this.
This is Ms. Quiet Storm. Nobody can demoralize you unless you put yourself in a position to be demoralized, okay? And these guys are expressing how they feel, you know, and it's not just the guys. I've reached out to women and said certain things, you know, and not in a way to demoralize them or judge them, you know, but just pointing out some things. And I've been, wow, told off, cussed out, the whole nine yards just for trying to help somebody else, you know, achieve things that they say they want. You know, for me, it doesn't have any bearing on me personally. But if you're saying, okay, I want a man that, you know, is A, B, C, X, Y, Z, you know, if you're not at that man's level, you can't say he's demoralizing you because he has a preference. You're not meeting his preference, just like Double Up was pointing out. People, you have preferences too. There are some women that will say, okay, I won't date a man that's short, or I won't date a man that's this. And then they'll go in on a short man, well, he got this, that, and the other, and he got a bad attitude, this, that, and the other. But you don't know that man. So how can you make a judgment call against somebody that you don't know? How can you call out somebody that you don't know? Instead of seeing the, and number two, the things that they point out, it's not every woman. If that's not you, then you don't have to receive it as such and not be offended by it. You know, when you, like T. Smitty was saying, when you, you know, the truth is a hard pill to swallow, no matter who you are, what you do. You know, if they're pointing out some things that say, you know, you say you want ABC, this could make the quality of life for the black family better, you know, don't get offended by it. Take a look at yourself and say, is that me? Take it as some, you know, constructive criticism, so to speak, and say, well, how can I change and do better in order to get the things that I want to get or achieve or attract the type of man that I want to attract?
That's really not what's happening. Out here with the sisters, what I run into, sisters are like, look, I weigh 250 pounds, I got three kids, I got fucked up credit, but you know, you need to accept me the way I am. You know, you need to be a real man, step to the plate, and marry me. And brother said, fuck no. I'm
But you don't have to. If that's not your preference, you don't have to.
That's,
you know,
that's
it's like somebody.
Let's be honest, women. If a guy came to you with the same crap, you wouldn't accept that crap, but you want somebody to accept it on your side. It's ridiculous.
The thing is, it's not that they're not accepting who you are. They accept who you are. They just choose not to deal with you as you are. And that's their preference. That's their choice. That's their right. Just like you wouldn't, you know, there are women that say, you know, if a man don't have a job, I don't want to deal with him. Yes, sir. All right,
hold on. Say that again. I want some. Let that resonate. Let that resonate, because that was a message right there.
Once again, it's not that he's not accepting who you are. He accepts who you are. He acknowledges who you are. He just chooses not to deal with you because that's not his preference. You know,
well,
that's his choice. Everybody, and I have to say this, and I said it before, T. Smitty has a preference to not have children. Okay? You can't knock him for making that choice about his life. You can't knock him for that. But at the same time, if he had children all over the place that he was not taking care of, then you'd knock him for that. You can't put a person in a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation. You have to accept him just like he accepts the fact that, okay, you want children, I can't deal with you because that's not what I want. You know, you can't manipulate and force people into a situation that they don't want to be in.
Hey,
I had told Ronan and Don, and Don was like, let him. And it's no disrespect because I know these women are listening. That's why I'm not saying nothing because I'm talking to them in Texas. I don't want any angry, bitter black women calling in mad at Ronan, Styler, T. Smitty, and Double Up. Because they baby daddy's not there. That has nothing to do with what
God.
We're talking about. And we did it last week, and I don't want to go down that road. That's not what this is about. I mean, I have so many women, but, I mean, how many of them got illegitimate kids? I said last week, but they didn't get the kids because it was after the show. How many do Ronan, Styler, T. Smitty, illegitimate kids that they have? You know, so... they just angry. I just don't have time for that. That's not what I wanted to show to be about. I didn't want to go that direct.
Well, look. Let me put it in this perspective, okay? There are men out there who choose not to date women with children, okay? There are men that will date women with children. That's their preference. The fact of the matter is, if you have a child out of wedlock and you come across the man that says, you know, I prefer not to, at some point you have to take some responsibility for the choice you made when you had that child. Whatever the situation was, it might have been a situation where you thought you were going to be with the man forever and it didn't work out, whatever it was. But at the same time, you have to say, well...
flag on the plate. There you're holding people accountable again. You know
you
this is not permitted with a pink elephant sisterhood.
Well, you have to be accountable for the decision you
make.
I can't get mad if a man says, well, I choose not to date women that have children, and I have children.
Hey,
I can't get mad at that. That's his
preference.
I have to respect that.
Yeah, Double Up, do me a favor. When Ms. Quiet Storm is explaining her point, please call the Witness Protection Program because they're going to come after Ms. Quiet Storm. Please.
Women get aggressive.
I have a question with Quiet Storm. Can I think about Ms. Quiet Storm for a second? This is Smitty, you know, public enemy number one over here. But cool. Think about kids. I would give a woman a break if she had her in a marriage and the marriage didn't work out because sometimes good things happen to bad people. But and plus, there's less chance of that anger because most of the time, that man going to be around anyway. You may have a good relationship with that guy. He'll love the kids and want his kids. But when you're out of order and having that jump off, baby, a lot of times the man may not want that kid. You mad at him because he said, but instead of holding him to it and say, hey, all right, we get married first, then we have the kid. Because I dated a woman who had 2 years ago, she was married. It was okay. We just didn't get married because I didn't want marriage at the time. But she was a good chick. The dude was always around. He took care of his kids as well. They had no beef. That's a lot easier to deal with than the jump off sex thing.
That's right.
And so, ladies, if you're not, but see, my point is, ladies, if you're not ideal, make kids wait. You may have had a bad weave and your head fell out. The thing is, you have to show that man you're awesome in other areas. You know, can you make a hot meal? Are you a compassionate one on who will be there for him when he's having a bad day, not beating him down? You know, are you a fun person? Do you like doing fun things? You know, you got to accentuate your other great attributes, because to be honest, none of us are anybody's ideal. But we have to accentuate our other attributes out there.
And let me say this to the ladies that I'm also talking to via Twitter and email. They messaging me on Facebook. Let me say this. We, too, have to be, again, accountable, because I have a lot, but they disrespect us. It's worse when it comes from our black men. They do it in the TV. Again, these women that y'all watch, and this is another thing that gets on my nerve. I hate to see some women post things on Facebook about basketball wives and love and hip-hop. My thing is, you're watching. You have
I'm
women
watching.
Like that in your family. Wait, let me say that. No, really.
No balance.
Some of us
I don't
watch
that show.
Like
That one girl got ass on that show. I'm watching her. I need that one.
Let me finish my point. My point is this, though. Not only do we have some women like that in our family, some of the women that's posting what they don't like is that way. You saying you do want a good man, but like the lady, and I don't want to blow up her spot, but to me, there was another lady, Candy, last week who was saying, I said, okay, I just asked randomly, okay, how many kids you had? She said 5, but what that got to do with the team in China? I said, how many baby fathers you had? She had 4. The other lady had 9 kids, 7 different babies.
Oh, no.
I said, see, this is why I didn't want women like that to call it, because you're mad at the men on the panel who don't know you, who do not know you. So you upset. My thing is demoralized until we start self-loving ourselves and loving ourselves. We can't get mad at them. Take care of you first. Love yourself. Watch you. And why is we okay being baby mamas and not why? That's another thing. So sometimes we demoralize ourselves.
Shonda, I got the perfect person to answer that question for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Sith Lord from Trinidad and Tobago himself.
Oh, God.
The man who mastered the dark side of the Force.
And then I
want
to hear Miko respond after BC. I really do.
I love him.
To Oklahoma since 1984.
So after BC, bring in BC. I do want to hear what Miko after.
Come on.
Yes, it's straight true BC, the Caribbean Sith Lord himself.
Light,
what is thy bidding, Darth BC?
No, I'm just, damn, man, God, you're so crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look, greetings and blessings to each and every one of you. I'm just sitting up here taking in the conversation. That's all it is. The only thing I wanted to say, you know, somebody had made the comment already. You know, we like what we like, you know, but, you know, like I said, we just whine, bitch, and complain. Women are just like men. Men sit up here. They like them with certain hair. They like them tall. They like them short. You know, they like them with big butts. They like them with big breasts. I mean, we go through the same thing. You know, we all go through the same thing.
Okay. Cool.
Mika. Hello. This is and Miko wanted to make a point, too. Go ahead, Miko.
All right. I've thought a lot about this topic since I found out about it yesterday. And, you know, and also with listening to everything that's been said since I've been on the line, I just want to speak to some of these ladies that may be listening. And I know that you think that you might be getting a sympathizer here because you hear my, you know, soft-spoken voice. But just to let you know that you're not going to have one here with you. I see the way that women act out here. You have completely devalued yourself on a mass scale. And you wonder why you end up the way that you have. And, you know, anybody who wants to shout their anger out to me, just make sure and hit me up on Twitter and Facebook. I'm ready to take all shots. I got my Kevlar on. So, you know, you go out here, you sleep around with people after the, you know, first, second date, you know, and then you end up pregnant by people who you don't even know their last name, you know. and you go out here and you get these, you know, and listen, I'm not going to say that I'm completely anti-weave or hair weave or whatever, but, you know, you have heard that a lot of gentlemen do not appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you partially why, because your hair, a lot of your hair weaves look ridiculous. You know, there's one thing to have, you know, a blended extension that was more naturalistic, but now everybody wants to go out there looking like Rapunzel and have a hair weave that's like 30, 35 inches long, you know. And look at your priorities. Look at your priorities. You know, because I'm invested in the hair game, so I know how much you ladies spend on hair weave. I promote for a company that does about $4 million worth of sales a month, and they sell, and all they do is sell hair. And you guys will spend $600, $700, sometimes even $1,000 on extensions, and you have not even paid your car note. Your house is going to be foreclosed on, and you need teeth work done, but you've chosen to go and get hair.
Don, can I say something, please? Hello?
Hi.
That is so true.
You can go ahead. No. No, stop.
Look, I'm busy demoralizing my wife by taking care of the laundry, so you guys can go ahead and carry on.
This is garbage, because what you're talking about is not indicative of everybody in this society, okay? If that's what somebody wants, then they're going to pay for that, okay? You know, some people want a woman with natural hair and so on and so forth. That's all you go after. Right? But if you're trifling, you're going to go after the trifling individuals. This is nothing, you know, when you said everybody, you know, women spend this much and men spend this much, I give a shit what they spend. That's their money. They can do what they want to do. What we need to do is, if you sit up here and you have some standards and you have some character and you have some morals, you would pick the same individual. We sit up here talking this garbage all the time. Pick the individual with character, morals, and integrity and doing the things that you like, and everything will be all right. But you keep running after the wrong individual, and then you whine, bitch, and complain.
Let me tell you why I agree with Miko. Because it is sad when some women, when they say demoralized, why do black men demoralize? They went off last week. DCU didn't get to hear the show. Last week's show, why are black men being demoralized? Okay? Black women made it all about them. So we flipped it. And this week it said, why are black women being demoralized? All they have to do is black men not taking care of their kids. Why they demoralize black women? Reason why I agree with Miko, because it is trifling. If a woman, I'm not generalized, but if a certain woman spend her time and money on hair and she got kids and baby ain't got no food, ain't no food in the house and the bills ain't paid, that's a problem. Yes, trifling. Depends on that person. But, again, you can't get mad at men who call in to say this, and these men don't have kids, and they don't want to deal with them when they have 6 or 7 different kids, because after the first and second one, if you knew it was hard, you shouldn't have continued to lay down. Yes, I agree with BC when he said it's a man and a woman's fault. It is. But damn,
Chandra,
who the majority of time
go,
wait a minute,
left
be
there.
Left taking care of the kids. Really.
That's the question?
Yes.
I'm curious, man, as a man. My wife spends probably $200 to $300 a month on hair. She has all this hair. She has like 5 different shampoos, conditioners. She gets her hair dyed. She gets it blown out. What the fuck is with sisters and hair? I do not understand it. Explain it to me. I don't get it. What is it with sisters and hair? My wife, I can show you our bathroom. It's just full of hair products and just shit everywhere. Everywhere. Every square inch of it.
Double up. This is one of the mysteries of women that we will never understand. Okay, just accept that there are some mysteries about the female gender we will not understand, and your life will be a lot more peaceful.
I've got one shampoo.
I'd like to talk on that statement. the fact of the matter is there is a psychological and emotional tie to women and their hair. That's why the hair industry is a multi-billion dollar industry and continue to grow. In the last month, there has been an increase of 143 weave companies that have popped up in just the last month alone. And the thing is that it's just you, your whole emotions and how you feel about yourself is really tied into hair. And whether or not you spend $20 or you spend $200, the fact that you have invested that money into it shows, you know, how much it is tied into your emotion and your psychological, you know, makeup. And women get very touchy about it. When their hair is not right, their whole attitude, their whole everything is just completely off. And as soon as they get their hair done and all that's back in place, you will see an instant change in their attitude and the energy that they emit out. It's very important to women to have that.
It's crazy.
You know what?
My wife drives 65 miles for her hairstyle, 65 miles away. She drives that far just because that's the only motherfucker she trusts to do her fucking hair. It's crazy, man. It's insane.
I think I have to go get my hair done.
It's crazy to you. It makes perfect sense to her.
Yeah.
Wait, I have another question. Let me get two opinion on Miss Quarstorm and Miko, then I'll let the men answer. Mario from Gardena say, why black women demoralize black men to take care of their kids because they no longer want to be with them? My kid's mother demoralized me in front of our kids and wonder why I no longer want any type of communication or relationship with her. I am 35 with two kids with her, plus take care of three other her kids that are not mine, but she say I ain't shit. She has a man who doesn't have a job, who does nothing for her or her other kids. I take care of my two kids, which I give her $850 a month, and she wants more. Why? So her and our homeboys can live off my hard-earned money. Queen, should I fight or get a lawyer? Get a lawyer. Okay, I'll ask you, what's you guys' opinion, Ms. Quark?
Well, yes, you're a woman.
We spoke on that a little bit last week. Let me say, I think Ronan or T.
A little bit about that
last week, and I don't understand women who talk about their kids' father in front of the kids. I never understood that. I don't understand why they demoralize and they don't talk to dad and say your dad ain't shit to the kids. I don't understand that. Sometimes I think, this is my opinion, that sometimes the women are not over their kids' father. That's my opinion, is why they get angry or he move on. If he's taking care of two of his kids at $850 a month and he take care of three other kids that ain't his that you have, and this man you got now don't even have a job, what's wrong with that bitch?
I tell you what's wrong. The dude, you know what this dude needs? He needs a pair of fucking balls, okay? First thing, he needs to get a pair of balls or find them.
Why
right?
are you blaming him, though?
Because he ain't got no balls, all right?
Wow.
He got into a fucked up situation from day one. He shouldn't have got into it. All right? It's on him, okay? He fucked up.
Well, maybe
he needs
I should
just
say that because we don't know the whole situation. But
he got with a woman with three fucking kids? I mean, come on, man.
Can I answer that? Can I answer that for him? It's me.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have a question after y'all get done and stuff, but late. But the thing is, he should have contacted an attorney at the beginning. Soon as things, I don't know whether they were married, divorced, or whatever, but as soon as this stuff ended, he should have contacted an attorney from the beginning. And so get that stuff straight. But the thing is, I don't know the whole story. But he made the bed, now he got to lie in it. But the thing is, a lot of times, from what I've seen, the man who wants to take care of his kids, the woman gets mad and do this stuff to him because she wants him back. But a lot of times, that man who ain't about nothing, the dude ain't had a job, said fucking maids and puppy were together, but yet, they will run behind him, say, I gave him every opportunity to see his kids, But the dude who had those gold for who was a good guy, say he managed to work out, they're treating him bad. But the problem is
exactly.
It affects the kids because the kids are being raised on lies. You know, they are being raised on lies. They are hating men who did nothing wrong by them. They man had a problem with mama. That does not mean he's a bad father. Him mama just didn't work out.
I'm sorry, but what I'm saying is
because if they love their, if they really love their children, this man will have no resistance when it comes to his kids. He should be able to see his kids when he wants. The kids should be hearing anything bad about him because that's between the mom and the dad. Has nothing to do with those kids. So how do you love your kids if you try to make their father to be a bad guy, but yet you sleep with,
yeah.
but you have a complete and utter loser in your home? What example is that for your kids, especially if he has boys and girls? I'm about to eat
Chandra,
girl. That's pretty much it. But
Chandra.
What kind of
Chandra.
Example is that setting for that kid
for
if you let a man lay up in your house and only have a job? How do you treat your kids right?
This is what Sandra.
Go
ahead. Yes.
Hey, here's something I've learned about women that women aren't going to like. It took me a while to understand this about women. A lot of women are animalistic, okay? Men are more rational, and they use reason. Men use reason. Women are kind of animalistic. And if they smell weakness in a man, they go for the kill. A lot of men don't understand that shit. And that woman smelled weakness in that man, and she went for the kill. So to me, he got what he deserved. All right?
I thought it was T.O. for a second he was talking about.
Well, he was, I'm just trying to tell you, man. If you are going to deal with a black woman, you better have black woman handling skills, or you're going to get run the fuck over. All right.
But I have a question for all the ladies on the line and the ladies that is in Twitterverse who's scared to call in. It's my question.
Let me tell you who they are, T. Smith, because it's funny you said that. Coco listening, Trisha, and Janice and Candy. They want to call in, but all them said that they got three kids or more and they don't need to be judged. Well, see, this is my thing, ladies, and they listen to your iTunes. See, when you guys say that, but then y'all go in on them, but then y'all afraid to call in. I appreciate y'all listening, don't get me wrong, but you don't want to be judged. And see, that's the thing I don't get when you say black men demoralized. But we have,
to call in. If they have questions, we cannot answer the questions unless they call in.
This is a call-in show.
Sandra, Tilly Till gets top billing, but the nigga ain't never here. Now, what's up with that? Okay, I really like to know about that.
Okay. You know what?
Is he in jail? Is he locked up?
Hey, Sandra, there's a question I want to pose to can you hear me? There's a question I want to pose to women who have children who get mad at men who prefer not to date women with children. And I want you to, and I pose this question because I want you to check your motive, okay? Because many women, they have children, and then they want a man to come, and the fathers are not a part of their lives. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't know the women that you mentioned and that said they have three or more kids. I don't know what their situations are. So, you know, it's something for you to think about and not just simply say I'm demoralizing you or putting you down. But really, check your motive. Do you really want a man that cares about you, or do you want somebody to help you take care of your children? Now, there are men that are willing to do that.
okay? But if that, if you run across a man that's not willing to do that, or he'll say, hey, I'll be with you and I'll accept your children, but financially I'm not going to be responsible for your children, whatever I choose to do, I choose to do, but I don't want you to feel like I'm obligated to do it because those are not my kids. I have no legal responsibility because they're not my children. So anything I do because I choose to do it. But yet and still, you want to hold that man responsible as if those are his kids. And that's not fair to that man. That's not
and
fair.
And that's
to,
what
to
the Mario guy just said from Gardena. That's what he's doing. He's taking
and
care
not
of his kids, and he's taking care of three other ones that ain't his. But
well, see, the thing
he
is,
already
his
had
thing
her when
is,
he got with her.
He is responsible for the two that are his, and that's
and
it.
He's taking care of those. Right.
Okay, so then, you know, if she's causing a ruckus, first of all, she's sitting there talking bad to these kids about their father. The thing what's going to happen is she's going to find that they're going to get old enough to where they establish a relationship with him for themselves, and they see the truth. He needs to go and get an attorney, establish visitation and all that stuff, and then let the children get to know him for themselves. And then, because what she's going to end up doing is turning, you know, the children are going to say, well, you deprived me. What you said wasn't true. And she's going to turn those kids against her. It's going to have a rebound effect.
Just like
you know?
That, just like Dobby Douglas. It just happened with that girl at Olympics. She's talking shit on national TV about her daddy. Gabby Douglas, remember the girl?
Yes.
Yeah, which kind of pissed me off.
He was deployed at the time.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that kind of hurts me because that's the shit you keep in house, man. You don't go on national TV. And that's the shit that angers black men. When I see sisters doing that kind of shit, throwing brothers under the bus on national TV. And you wonder why brothers are coming back at sisters with both barrels between the eyes. Just because of shit like that, man.
Okay. You know what, though? I'll say this before I ask a question. Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte, two gold medal swimmers.
I'm muting my mic.
You didn't hear about their daddy's not being around. You didn't hear about that.
No.
But,
no,
nor are they on TV talking about that. But my question to the ladies on the line, to the ladies in Twitterverse over there. We always talk about men got to take men by the arm and take them on their way and talk to them. Who talked to y'all growing up? Did your mother, your sister, like a sister, a homegirl, a babysitter, auntie, church member, whatever, talk to y'all about what really went on? Because the reason I say that, I'm talking about the women that told the truth and say, I messed up like this, this is what happened when you messed up like this. Not saying half truth make yourself look good. Has any of y'all ever had a woman come into your life and tell the truth about the mistakes they made and truly didn't want you to make those same mistakes and talk to you about it?
My mom did. My mother did. And she was very upfront. She was very honest. She didn't pull no punches. When she talked to me, she said, look, I don't want you to be in XYZ position. This is why I'm talking to you about this. She was very upfront about it. I mean, and, you know, still is about certain things, you know, that, you know, maybe at the time she didn't feel I was ready to handle, but then there are things that she shares with me now, you know, to say, you know, this is the reason why I say A, B, C, or X, Y, Z, you know, and I learned from those experiences. I learned from her experiences and from what she shares with me. So my mom always has. I've had, you know, aunts that have talked to me, you know, as I got older and, you know, reached out to them and talked to them about things, and they have just been very open and sharing things and not pulling no punches and all, the whole nine yards. So pretty much all the females in my life, my sister.
Just me.
Hey, what's up, BC?
Hey, you know, I wanted to ask a question, and, well, Double Up said, you know, the man who goes with a woman that has kids and all that other bullshit. You know, as I sit here today and I'm a single father, you know, with three kids and so on and so forth, you know, and I knew black women in the community, you know, that I went to that were positive and helped me out in all different range, you know, and with my daughter and my sons. You know, that's just a no-brainer right there. But my thing is, we are broken people, men and women alike. Okay? Mm-hmm. We are broken because we lack communication with each other. Okay? We're always fighting, right? And the lady with the weave thing. Look, you are what you eat. Okay? You are what you eat. If I sit up here and somebody said their wife traveled 65 miles to get her hair done, because that's bullshit. Okay? There is no goddamn way that I sit up here. I mean, that's them, right? That I would have a woman and go drive to hell and back just to have her hair done. You know? Where are my mindset at? And then we talk about other people. You know? We have no right to sit up here when our house is broken talking about other people.
And tell the truth. And you know one thing what BC was saying? And this is what I'm getting at, like I asked quite a lot of the ladies that question, is that the truth. Because like Ms. Quietstone was told the truth. A lot of these girls are not being told the truth. Because I got another cousin. I tell them all the time some mistakes I made coming up, trying to hang out the wrong people, trying to be cool with those people and slowing you down, or being able to tell no to your parents when the things you want to do with your life, when you're old enough to do it. But I told them the truth. But the thing is, if I was giving them half truths, which are actually lies, I'm doing them injustice. I'm just wasting my breath. And that's why I ask. I know when women tell me stuff, I'm like, just tell me the truth. Don't try to make yourself look good, because I have more respect for you if you tell me the truth. Because hey, everybody made mistakes. Everybody's been got before. But if you don't tell the truth, how can people really help you and respect you? Because, hey, everybody's been somewhere. Everybody made a mistake or whatever. But the problem is, don't compound that mistake and just be honest and upfront, because someone may have been in your same position and can probably help you out, but they can't help you out if you get a half-truth or a lie.
I'm even like that with my son.
Go ahead.
I'm even like that with my son. When you know, I was a single parent.
It ain't mine.
Raising my son, but I was very honest about him about the mistakes that I made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to let him know. You know, there's a reason I tell you don't run around town having a whole bunch of kids. You know, it's difficult. And you know, you don't put yourself in a position where you're having kids with somebody you don't want to have children with, or, you know, and then you got to deal with all the other drama and everything else that come along with it. And I was just very upfront with him. I didn't sugarcoat it and say, oh, I made all the right decisions and my life is just grand. No. You know, I wanted him to know the truth so that if he did mess up, he didn't mess up because he didn't know. He messed up because he chose to.
I actually took it. I'm sorry. I can't see what that. A lot of times I hear sisters say they made mistakes when they were younger. They didn't make mistakes. They made choices. A lot of sisters don't understand there's a difference between choices and mistakes. They choose to do these things. They're choices. They're not mistakes. All right? The choices. Not mistake.
Double up.
All right?
Double up.
Yes, sir.
My question to you is, right?
Yeah.
Really and truly, you know, our society and our people are broken. Now, my thing is, right, the same way we beat up the women, we have to beat up the men. We have to teach the boys and girls. You know, what is happening and what I see most men do, they come down on the women. Okay, let me tell you something, right? I love my son to death, right? Graduated from high school, graduated from college, right? But, you know, had his own home built, got a job. Now he getting ready to get married next year. You understand? He did that because I taught him right. Now, he is an individual, right, that does an engineer, could do anything he want to do, could have all kind of women coming into his house, could sleep with anybody. But he understand what his father taught him. You understand what I'm saying? And we got to suck that nonsense, because If,
yeah.
if a woman sit up here to this day and open up a leg right out here, right, you know, you have to have that mentality and say, you know what, I ain't going there. Okay?
Well,
I had two sons and a daughter, right? And I can tell you to this day, you know, all of them is over 21 years old and still here they sitting up in there and bringing their damn kids into my house until they get themselves right and they in college. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's
yeah.
what it is, right? We cannot keep what we do. We keep arguing, we keep fussing, we keep beating up and all that other bullshit without training. We're not communicating with each other. We're talking at each other. All right? And that's one of our biggest damn problems. When we decide to sit down together.
Bitch, look, man, it seems like I'm really hard on the women. I am for a reason, and I'll tell you why. Let me finish. Here's the reason why I'm actually particularly hard on sisters. I have a reason for it. I have a son, too. You know, the reason why I'm hard on sisters and I hold them to a higher level of scrutiny is because women bring life forward. They're the ones that bear our children. If women do not bear children, our humanity will come to a screeching halt. Women are the gatekeepers. They pick and choose who they decide to breed with, all right? And a lot of sisters aren't breeding with the men that they should be breeding with. And I'm holding them accountable for it. They're not fucking the guys. They're having babies with the guys. They need to be fucking. A woman that is a radiologist should be fucking a brother that's a radiologist or the UPS driver. A chick that is a radiologist or dental assistant should be fucking a pimping ass Dre on the corner, all right, and having babies with three, four different niggas. They're not fucking the men that's supposed to be fucking. They're not breeding properly. And I hold sisters accountable for that. And they know what I'm talking about, all right? That's why we have all these baby daddies and baby mamas. I grew up with a father. I had uncles. I had grandparents on both sides. I had all that shit. We don't have that now. We got Pookie and Ray Ray and all this shit. I hold black women particularly accountable. I hold them accountable. They're not fucking who they're supposed to be fucking. And that's why our race is going down
double
the
up.
Toilet, all right? Yes, sir.
No, double up. But an individual that's supposed to be smart, right, you do not cross the train line track and screw the real set of women in the world, right? Knowing
yeah.
you're going
yeah.
in there unprotected, knowing that you also, wait a minute, that you also will bring in a less than desirable individual in the world also and leaving with that mother, right? So that's what I'm saying. You know, yes, you hold
yeah.
the women accountable also.
I am holding them accountable.
You know,
listen. No one has held the black woman accountable. Black men has been held accountable for all the shit we've done. White men has been held accountable for the shit he's done, slavery and the shit, genocide around the world. Everyone's been held accountable except the black woman. She has not been held accountable for the shit she's been doing for the last 40 years. Now black men are holding her accountable, and she doesn't like it. All right? That's what's happening. We're holding the black woman accountable. All right?
Oh,
that's
shit.
It.
Come on,
man. Hey, BC, can I say this, though? And see, the thing is, I can see both of y'all sides. See, my thing is this. Like I told my younger cousins this. Hey, you have the right to fuck all you want, but you need to make sure you stay strapped most of the time. I say, these chicks ain't using birth control. And I say, a lot of these chicks don't kill their kids by, but you're on a hook. But what I told, like BC was saying, things like my mom was telling me before my dad even told me. Don't have kids until you're established. Don't have kids until you're able to take care of them. You got your life straight where you travel the world. You got the partying and the clubbing out your system. You got all this stuff out your system. You be all in on it. But see, what happens is sometimes we can't make people be responsible. And, like, I see irresponsible chicks all the time. Have I slept with some of them? You ain't going to lie. Yeah, I have.
I have,
but
too.
But it's my point, though. But I made sure I stayed strapped. But that's why I tell you guys, you always got to protect yourself. Because if you don't use that condom, you can't cry to nobody. Or, like, if you know this chick is, like, I got a friend of mine. He'll make a Mexican chick, and we know they don't use no birth control. But she was married.
Yeah,
she was married. She had two kids. And, like, so he started to date her. But they didn't get along that well, so they decided to break up. And I told them, dude, stop sleeping with her. Stop sleeping with her. Because one, they don't use birth control, they don't believe in it. She would have that baby, and you suck. Well, I took some leave. I came back. She got pregnant. All of a sudden, wow, whoopee. So, but see, the thing is, what I was saying about him, he's accountable for even going there. But at the same time, like, he's a responsible guy. He's helping out with his kid on the way, going to the doctor, helping her out. But you got a lot of these guys who are totally irresponsible. I'm telling you, these guys are irresponsible, shipwrecked, but G.I. Joe looks like the pillar
right.
of responsibility.
Yep.
So, but
right.
the thing is, but this is what I tell ladies. If you see that ship responsible guy, don't touch him. I'll tell you why. Because nothing will make him be responsible. He is who he is. And I said to fellas also, if you care about your future, don't have these kids. Don't get with women trying to get them go unprotected until you have your stuff together. Because I've seen these guys having to spend most of their money on child support. I got people who have spent most of their money on child support, and they can't even stand a woman. And I always be like, why did you go in her unprotected? You know, because they have, like my mom said, when I was in high school, before I even hit high school, I was junior high. She said, I'm not going to stop y'all from having sex. I prefer y'all don't. But if y'all, because she know kids will do what they want to anyway and stuff like that. But she said, y'all know about birth control. Y'all know about condoms, the pills, all this other stuff. And if you bring a kid in this house, you're going to move out and be with them. Y'all going to be a family together. No kids are coming in here. Well, fast forward about 15 years later, my sister's been married for 6 years. All three of her kids came into marriage. And I'm 33. I don't even have any kids. And no woman ever called us that we needed to talk. So if your parents, but like BC taught his kids, he can only do so much. But if they still try to go sideways, correct me if I'm wrong, BC, they on their own, right? But there's good information in here, right? And that's the thing. And that's the thing parents got to do as well. You got to. That's one thing our parents, black parents, mess up on as well. Like in the animal kingdom, some birds fly, some go splat. If your kid goes splat, he goes splat, they on their own. We got to stop piling this bad behavior, too.
Okay, well, wait a minute. All right. When we get back on topic, because we just went way off topic in one particular area. I mean, there's other areas that are also demoralizing the black women.
Black men, I'm not cutting you off. Just letting you guys know also, Stan, your line is open if you want to speak. I don't know if you caught me in the chat room, but you're right. Black men and scholar have been saying that we did digress, so I'm glad you guys are bringing it back. And, Abe, I know you're listening. Happy birthday. If you want to call in, we'll open up your line. But carry on.
I ain't singing to that.
Okay. But, like I was saying, I mean, there's other aspects. I already went over how basically the media has a hand in it. I mean, Scholar was also bringing up how this whole notion. So, first of all, you know, this misnomer about there's not enough black men for black women. That's also an attack. I mean, there's other roles that play a part in this. The whole notion that there's supposed to be so many more black males that are homosexual than are straight, which even if the numbers, if you check the numbers are smaller. But they try to push y'all to believe in the fact that, well, there's not enough mates for you when, according to the numbers, especially the people who have broken down the numbers as far as couples and marriage, there are more black men married to black women than white, Latino, Asian.
Yep.
But they use that
keep buying into that bullshit. Let them finish.
They buy into it, but as I stated earlier, this is what they push you to believe. They push you to believe that you need lighter makeup to make you look lighter because you're not supposed to love being black or dark skin, which is pushed all over the world with women of color. Okay, they want you also to believe that wearing your natural hair, meaning, you know, not always putting a lot of chemicals in it, but wearing it natural, that there's something wrong with that, that you have to wear it straight according to standards of what is considered beauty. Because some of that is played against each other, though. Some of that, as black women, y'all play that against each other, too, because you want to one-up the next woman to look better.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disagree.
Can I ask a serious question? This is a serious question. This is no bullshit, right? We know, you live in the United States of America, okay? You know about the media, you know about the government, you know about all that bullshit. And I, for my life of me, why are we still here in 2012 worrying about trifling, weak-minded fuckers? Pardon my French, Queen, right? We sit up here,
right? These are who we're talking about. In every society, you're going to have the weak-minded. Okay? Cut the ass off. Period.
Yep.
Okay?
I don't watch TV no more.
The media told me, you know, we have to stop that shit. And that's what, this is what I'm talking about, indicative of why our people are not moving forward. We telling them the media do this. We telling them, no, bullshit. We need to pull one up and say, look, the hell with that, right? I will show you different.
Okay, but you asked, you were asking a question.
Can I make a comment? BC, can I make a comment? The comment I want to do, I disagree with what you said, the first thing that the media put that basically the number of black men and for black women. I'm sorry, there's a lot of black men. Two or three were the black men. You know, that is all too. I don't blame that I could show that the youth guys, black men, want to, but you're not going to give them time at all. You do not have no black men. Because if you have great black men, you'll never get them something. But Ray Ray or Joe Joe was the guy who worked with me, you will get the time. So that's the problem. It has nothing to do with the media. It has to do with the concept. Because I can go to any black man that doesn't see anything in the media and they'll look at that. Where are the black men standing? Where are they?
I don't think it's the media either.
You know what the biggest problem is? Since I was born in the Caribbean, okay? When I came up here, okay, I got talked about by more black folks than anything else, right? If I stuck to what I believe in as a black individual from the Caribbean, I would hate American black folks. You understand what I'm saying? But that is not my makeup, right? Regardless of where my people from, right, I have the utmost love for my people. Right? I don't buy into that bullshit.
Why do okay, you keep accepting the role? Okay, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, see, now, this is being taken way off. Like I said, it's being taken off topic. The topic,
we still are black men.
I'm trying to stay on topic with this.
Yeah,
you know, we get, I had some.
I'm sorry, you're saying things that, I'm sorry, you, there are some black women who believe what you just said that has nothing to do with the media with the first thing. There's black women that just saw the media and they'll say, where are the good black men? There's no good black men. And you come to them and you go to them and you say, let me see if there's no good. How many guys did you have with? And you say, all those guys that are looking at you, I could sit with you and say, what happened? This guy. Oh, I'm not taking him because he's soft, he's kind, he's this, he's that. But Ray Ray, I'll take him. And then they come back to me and say, oh, there's no good black man. No, as a woman, any woman, black, white, red, everything, you make a choice to choose a black a man who's not worth anything. Because every day you're aborted by 20 or 10 men that may, 9 of them are worth something, but you don't give any time over those guys. And that's be truthful.
Look, man, you know what? This all comes down to men, black men. As black men, we need to quit worrying about women and pussy and ass. We have to stop thinking about it. We have to start as a collective black men, start to build, and things will fall in line. We have to quit worrying about what women are doing, what black women are doing. Because if the black men were doing what we're supposed to do, these black bitches would fall in line. Trust me, they would fall in line. We were handling our business. All right? They would. Trust me, they would. They'd fall in line. Their ass would fall in line. All right?
Another thing, and everything is about accountability. Like you said, if three black men would basically put accountability to a lot of black women, there wouldn't be that trouble. So many black women say, oh, I did this because of emotion. No, you chose to go there. You chose to disrespect your man. That's why he left. Every time I hear a black woman say, oh, the guy left, and he left me with three kids. Yeah, how did he die? Oh, I belittled him, I put him down, I nagged him, I didn't give him sex when he wanted him, I gained weight, I didn't respect him, and then you're surprised he left you?
Stan, really? You know what I'm saying? I have a question for all those women out there listening, and hope to want Shonda King, please text it to them on Twitter. Okay, one, I think this topic has a lot of legs here, so it can branch out a lot of things, but if you saw these women, if you saw your mama, your sister, your homegirl go through a lot of this crap out there, why are you putting yourself through the same crap? And two, if the meat, like Black Man, he's right about the media and all this stuff, but why the hell are these people still lining up to do For the Love of Ray J, Love and Hip Hop,
yep.
Flavor of Love?
Yep.
See, the thing is, we have to be accountable on that, too. We can't complain. Man, he's right to have his grievance about the media. He is right for bringing it up. But black folks got to stop lining up in droves for those roles. Black folk, black men got to stop putting on a dress, you know, for roles on TV. So, like these women got to stop being part of the twerk team on YouTube, which don't pay what they do for free, and want to be like ladies. Because the thing is, the media can't put the images out there if we're not giving them the images. That's the problem. And so we have to take a stand. Because if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, Black Man, you're more versed than I am. If I remember correctly, Lena Horne said she went, late Lena Horne said she would not play a maid or a mammy. She refused to. She may have taken less money to not do that.
Right.
Yep. Angela Bassett turned down that Halle Berry's Oscar winning role on Monsters Ball. Even Vanessa Williams, the light skinned Vanessa Williams, turned that role down too. Halle Berry was option number 40.
Quincy Jones refused to play in the South. You know, say good artist. He said, "Fuck it, I ain't playing down there." You know,
hey,
you can mad
hey,
out and just say, "Fuck it, I'm not playing the game." I don't think the media is our problem because, you know what, they've been having Amos and Andy shit since the 30s and 40s in Rochester. I mean, this ain't nothing new, man. This ain't shit new about
Please hold on a second. Everybody, please hold on a second. I realized the source of the interference, it was something with Ronan's line. I'm going to open up his line. Please give him the floor. He has a question he wanted to ask, but he did not want to butt in front of everybody, and he's been very gracious. So, Ronan, I'm reopening up your line. You got that question you wanted to ask. Go ahead, man. I'm pretty sure the ladies want to hear it.
It's really been bothering me because we have about 33 and some change left. And I'm wondering where in the hell is that bravado and that spirit from last week when we diverted from the main topic last week? Where is it today? We've heard all that noise barking back and forth of why so-called black women have been demoralized and suffering from everything. We've given them a platform and stage. We've heard one fucking voice. Not one. I don't understand why a legion of respect this is for pussy mismanagement. Always band together for bullshit. But when it comes to addressing personal accountability or anything becoming of women of color, character and everything, it's dead silent. That is my problem right here. We've given them numerous opportunities and avenues to work their business. I've given them a cell phone number out. A number of us have given them address and everything. Not one fucking piece. So that is why I'm annoyed for the thing that everyone out here is doing right with the respective interests. But what we're doing is respecting them. They haven't said anything on their behalf. They're just sitting around there taking the bitch route, and I'm going to say that, yelling at Shonda for opening this forum and saying all this stuff behind closed doors. You're supposed to be upfront and personal talking about yours. Now, there may be a chance you may be verbally dislapped or something, but so be it. If we didn't give a damn, we would let you co-sign, do all the silly shit you're doing.
Ronan, women are going to do what they've always done, watch. And observe. That's what women do. Watch and observe men. They're waiting for men, black men, for us to rise up. That's what they're waiting on. They're waiting on us to rise up and fucking be men, and we're not doing it. They're going to fall in line once we rise up. All right? Don't worry about these bitches. They're going to fall in line once we rise up. Trust me. Trust me. When the black man rises up, these bitches will fall in line. Yeah. Say again.
I definitely get what you're saying. The problem is, we hear this argument about it takes two, except when it comes to me doing my part in the most important areas of life. And that shit is not getting anybody any pull out your support because you want to, and you're pissed off because no one can blame but yourself. Period. I hate that fucking term.
What are you talking about? I can't even hear you, bro.
What you've done has no judgment at all. Period. That shit is fucking insane. Where are these women at who are talking about this bullshit, saying that we're out here demoralizing women Well, you're the first one to get your own personal reality television show out here every day, all the hours. You can get it right
yeah,
now.
You're right. You know what, Matt? Let me take a moment. I don't listen to women no more anyway. I quit listening to women probably about 15 years ago. I just observe what they do and who they hang around. I don't listen to what women say because they try to confuse you. That's what they do. So I don't even listen to women no more. Just watch what they do, man, their actions and shit like that. But women, but trust me, these sisters are waiting for us, the queens, the black queens are waiting for us to rise up, bro. And we black men, we have to man up and start showing some leadership.
Sure.
You know what? We need to quit talking to women about what we need to do. And I actually will tell you what. When a white man wants to do something, build a building or do a development, he does not consult his woman to do it. He just does it. He gets together with other white men, and they figure out a plan to do it. We black men, we have to go to our woman and bring her ass along to do, before we do anything. Before we can wipe our ass, we've got to have the black woman's, you know, have a little commission. You know, we need to just fucking not worry about what the fuck they're doing and concern ourselves about what we're doing as black men. Quit worrying about these fucking women. Trust me, they will fall in line. The black women will fall in line, trust me.
But you're not worried about what they're doing.
I'm not.
hey, Dub.
What they're doing.
Dub, I hear what you're saying. But look at all these black families that have no men anywhere. Mama, daughters, aunties. You go to a Christmas dinner at family or some of these black family houses, you don't see any men around. The only males you see is the son. So
yeah,
how the hell can a woman teach a man I'm saying, how the hell can a woman teach a son how to be a man and build if building is not in a woman's hard wiring? Women don't build communities and civilization. That's not in their hard wiring. And so that's a problem right there. Everything is broken. We got a bunch of carts full of horses, which should be the other way around.
Hey, guys, let's not go back. I know this is very important, but instead of going into the whole thing as far as the women failing to raise their sons to be men, because, you know, they're going to say that, accuse us of demoralizing women. Again, you know, because last time we were... hold on, guys. Remember, last time we were trying to talk about how with society, you know how there's this low expectation of black males. We're not expected to succeed in any field other than athletics or maybe being a rapper or something, you know. We try to talk about that, and the women were, what about us? What about the women? We devoted this entire time, and like Ronan says, we got less than 30 minutes left, where it was for the women to call in, for them to tell us, this is how we feel we're being demoralized. This is where our image is being smeared. This is what's happening. This is what the men are doing. Those same women who were calling, who were very angry, talking over everybody with all that negative energy, I have yet to hear one of them call in. We've had Miss Quiet Storm call in that Shauna invited in the panel. We've had Miko call in, who was invited in the panel, who's part of the Platinum Queens West family. Where are those women? Those women who accuse guys like us of demoralizing them. Those women who said that it's because of men like T. Smitty and Don Calypso and Ronan that they're single. Those women who claim that we have a bunch of illegitimate kids. Where are they? This is what I'm waiting for. Again, the number is 347-884-8239. And I know you ladies are listening because Shonda's quiet because she's responding to your tweets and your text messages. So I know you ladies hear me. This is Don Calypso. Call in 347-884-8239. We can go for a whole hour overtime. If you're on the phone line, I'm willing to stay that whole time if necessary. But you got to call in because otherwise we're talking in circle. Because otherwise we might as well just get back to the topic about men, which you ladies interrupted us and try to deviate. Because we want to make it about you, and you're not calling in. So come on, ladies.
God.
Go
God. God.
Yo.
Could you answer this question for me?
I might. Ask away.
Okay. Why do y'all beat up yourself, right? To my thing is, why y'all worry about trifling individuals in the first damn place, right? So I understand what you're trying to do, but you are married. You have a great woman. You understand what I'm saying? You reached out and you got a great woman. Okay, most individuals that are sitting up here, they want to hear from the individual that whine, bitch, and complain all the time, knowing that they're wrong.
They asked for us to give him the floor. They said they wanted us to give him the floor. They dared us to be there. We said, we'll be there. If you have questions, we'll answer them. We are here. This is the thing we're doing. And where are they? It's not just like we're scared. We're not looking for a fight with them. They wanted to call them. We're here.
Saying is what it feels like, right? I sit up here, right? I work with a bunch of professional women, black women at that, right? Never hear that bullshit, okay? Then I come and hear that somebody had four kids and they got left and them and the ex don't get along and this man impregnated them and all that bullshit. All it leads to is fucking drama. And we kind of turn that bullshit.
Done. You know what, BC and Done? You know what, though, to be honest with you, I said this a long time ago, and I'll say this again in case new listeners forgot. To be honest, I don't give a damn about grown women and their problems. I care about the young ones coming up. Now, they are who they are. Let me just be honest.
Me too.
Both of them are too far gone. I care about these young people coming up right now, and that they hear the truth from somebody like myself who's antithesis of what they people around them complain about, but you're hearing the truth. So if you don't take what we are saying on here, young people, and you still want to take the red pill to the blue pill, after a while it's gonna be on you. But and then what I do, I just bypass you and keep it moving, cause you can't say no one told you, and I ain't gonna tell you 5 million times.
Can I interject?
Yes, Sugar Dumpling.
She's got that sweet little white girl voice, doesn't she, Mika?
OMG. Anyway, so I mean the thing is that I mean there's like a lot of thoughts that are like swirling around my mind as far as from a female perspective, you know, understanding the male perspective. You know, a lot of the women that call in are, you know, and I'm sorry to say this, but you're not marriage material, and that's the case with a lot of women these days. They have no they do not meet marriage criteria, but they don't realize it because nobody has actually spoke to them about, you know, how to be a, you know, all around successful woman and a wife. You know, nobody has sat down with them and actually given them some sort of like a roadmap on what to do. But you know that comes a lot with the, you know, the parenting that has happened in the last, you know, 10 to 15 years. A lot of it has been shoddy, and I mean you may feel kind of disrespected or whatever because everybody wants to claim that their mom is great, but a lot of your moms aren't great. And you know, a lot of the moms in the past 10 or 15 years have spent more time watching TV, shopping for themselves, and not teaching their daughters any life skills. All they do is show them what a bad example of a woman is, and then this is the result of what this is the product of it, you know? And I just wonder if you realize, you know, I don't think you do realize how, you know, disadvantaged you have been put by, you know, the not only society and the bad things that have been put out there as far as, you know, mass media, because I know media was a part of the topic today as well, being demoralized in the media. We have honestly demoralized ourselves by being put out there like that. But, you know, we have been demoralized completely by our own selves, at our own hand. You know, everything that we are experiencing is because we have made choices, good or bad choices, that have taken us down a path. And we all know what those bad choices are. We've all made them as women, but some women learn and move forward, and some keep making the same mistakes. You know, we mess around with guys that we know have no potential whatsoever, no future, don't have any goals, don't have, you know, like my mom used to say, a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of, you know, like where do you expect things to go from there? You know, you have three child, baby daddies, as they call them. Like, do you see like a pattern, you know, that they all have something in common that's missing, that's a void, that doesn't make them a husband, that it just makes them a sperm donor? And
in California, it's called a sperminator.
What is what have you asked, what is missing within yourself as well? Because there's a lot missing within yourself as well, that makes you drawn to this kind of person. You need to fill that loneliness, that gap in your life, with something that makes you feel good about yourself, so you don't have to worry about some guy injecting his penis inside your vagina to make you feel like you can feel in this life. And I know, and a lot of women won't admit that. They won't admit that because they're too ashamed, they're too afraid to say that that's the only time that they feel like they're worth something and they feel alive and they feel like they have somebody, and that's why they keep opening up their legs, is because they're so lonely and alone and they just want somebody to spend time with them, and they don't think that anybody's going to spend time with them unless they open up their legs. But what you need to do is open up your mind and make yourself something worthwhile that attracts positive energy towards yourself, that people will want to spend time with you because they seek your knowledge, you know, what you have to offer as a person and not just your body. But you spend so much time decorating your body and doing this and everything about your body.
You know what? As a man, I'm going to say this. To be a booty call, hook up, jump off, girlfriend is one thing, because a man will almost bang any woman, right? Even woman with the kids, whatever. But for a man to consider a woman to be a wife, he's a different criteria. He's a different criteria, and a lot of sisters don't understand that. A dude may hit it. He may have a baby with you, but when he wants to think about getting married, he's putting you in a whole different category. You have different standards you have to meet for this man, for a lot of guys. And a lot of women are not meeting those standards, and they don't know why. You know, they think men are simple. All we want is some pussy. I got a big ass. I got big titties. A big ass is not enough. It's just not enough, ladies. A big ass is not enough.
They all
enough.
Be married then.
You know, because you can ask any man that's married, does his wife has the biggest ass? And he'll tell you no. My wife isn't. She has no ass. My wife's ass is. I could iron my shirt on my wife's ass. Is that flat? But she had other skills that I liked, and a lot of women don't have those skills that men are looking for. Those motherly skills. Are you good with money?
Hey,
character.
Up.
Yes, sir.
He had a good point on the ass. I said this a lot of times. I mean, Eric, I apologize, but the thing is, if a woman, if ass, all you need was a big ass and big knocker to get a man, most black women be married by now who have big ass and big knockers who are heterosexual. Because the thing is, a lot of times, men, we get, hey, put it like this. Usually we bang the chicks' ass because think about this. This is what it's, ladies, this is what you demoralize yourselves in. You can't dangle your bodies out there like it's a Scooby snack with your ass, your titties, all your body and stuff, dressing like a stripper, and expect that man to treat you like a lady. Because if you carry yourself as a lady in that man's eyes, he will treat you as such. And also, if that man wants to marry you, make you his wife, that man going to lock you down very, very quickly. He ain't wasting no time. He ain't wasting a whole lot of energy. He's like, let's go make it happen. So when men know what they want in that woman, they making it happen. They ain't waiting 8 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to say again, in the chat room, as Ronan pointed out, we always seem to go right back to this particular discussion as far as the poor choices women make. And, you know, it always seems that no matter what topic we have, it goes back to this. And I'll say why, in my opinion, is because those individuals, again, who hijacked the show last week, when we were talking about the men's issues, those individuals who wanted us to address women's issues, they have not showed up, which is a classic scenario. Again, ladies, I know you're listening, 347-884-8239. You know, to make this a worthwhile dialogue, productive, so that BC is not pissed off and doesn't want to chop our heads off, holler at you to come in, speak your piece. Don't just speak your piece. If you have questions, because, look, as DJ Squid always said, it's not about right or wrong, it's about having establishing clarity, which you cannot have clarity if you don't have an open dialogue. We have to be able and willing to talk to each other. You ladies, you have things on your chest, you have questions, we are willing to answer them. If we have the answer, if we don't know, we're not too prideful to say we don't know. So call in 347-884-8239. And don't worry, we're not going to beat you up because your daddy, DC, here, he's going to make sure that we're fair. But he's an equal opportunity hater. So ladies, call in, grow some ovaries. You always want us to grow some testicles. You grow some ovaries, and let's do like grown people and have a honest adult conversation.
Don,
Don, I'm not gonna beat nobody up, man. I'm finna go to the store and get me some crab legs and some sushi, man.
I thought you said Crown Royal. I think you need it after this conversation.
Well, I mean, we're not gonna beat them up. However, I mean, we also know that there was issues to the point too. I mean, if they're not gonna bring them up, then we can also bring them up. It goes beyond just the men have been their issue. There are other issues going on as well. You know what I'm saying? Like police brutality. It ain't just black men getting killed and ass kicked out here. They're getting their ass kicked and killed too. So there's also other issues politically, economic. Shoot, any area you want to go in. There's other issues to the point. I mean, we know them, you know, but only, you know, but I'm one of the few that will go into the other issues just besides relationships and men being their issue. So this police brutality thing with y'all, they kicking y'all tail in. I mean, and they killing you. They ain't just killing black men. They're killing more black men, but they killing black women too. So if that's not enough to make you get your act in good order, some of the ones out here acting a fool, acting crazy, and not putting your foot in your children's rear end, that will. That's like your last stop.
Oh, you don't follow, your line is open. Will.
Huh?
Your line is open, Scholar. Your hand was
open. Oh.
Sorry
about
the black man.
Who that?
Really, you know, but this topic, you know, we've gone on a lot of, you know, gone off our topic for a minute. And basically what this topic should really be about is education on to, you know, to the young or whoever that's listening on the demoralization on black women and the aspects of that demoralization. Because most of this demoralization comes from the psychological. You know what I'm saying? It really does. And, I mean, in every aspect of this demoralization, there plays a part, you know, from economics to politics, hell, to even religion. Because a lot of you black women are in the church and don't realize that even the preacher can pray on your demoralization as a black woman. I mean, really. You know, they don't call them pulpit pimps or nothing. He prays on your demoralization, you know, as well as your spiritual demoralization, because you, as a black woman, have been through, you know, demoralized spiritually as well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, from the fashion brings demoralization, because it demoralizes you to be nothing more but a piece of meat or a hoe on the track. I mean, really, if you look at the goddamn shit that y'all wear. I mean, I used to remember, you know, back in the fucking 80s, that was the whole uniform. You knew a hooker by that same uniform, and now they're making it fashionable, you know, trying to take away that stigma. So look, politics, I mean, we can go on to demoralization, but that demoralization comes from black people as a whole because we don't have really no political power. You can say you got a goddamn black president in that bitch or whatever, or black first lady. You know, that still does not strain political power. Economics, I mean, we can show demoralization, you know, which can also tie into, you know, the relationship aspect, because you have a lot of so-called a lot of women that make more money than black men and can't find a relationship with that, but, you know, also press on demoralization, because you get this high, you know, paying job off of the fact that, you know, the white man is a straight up threatened by the black man, you know. But I mean, I just want to get back on motherfucking topic, and I just want to educate people on what true demoralization is, and true demoralization of black women is, and how she is demoralizing herself, as well as being demoralized by others. You know what I'm saying? Because we all play a part in our demoralization. Whether you're a black man or a motherfucking black woman, you know, they can't allow, you know, you basically give your consent to your demoralization if you allow it. You know, power looks for weakness. And if you ain't strong, you know, and saying don't fuck with me, you know, they consider you as weak and they look to take your own power away from you. You know, so, you know, I really encourage, you know, black women for real to do your motherfucking research on your own demoralization. You know, don't be waiting for somebody else to talk about your demoralization. Find out for your motherfucking self, like, really. You know, look through your history, look through your economic history, your relationship history, you know, and find out where your demoralization springs from. That's it.
Yeah. I could talk politics and finances real quick. Real quick. First of politics. A lot of women, when El Presidente Obama was getting ready to, was running, a lot of women were looking at Hillary. Guess how he got, y'all? That infamous Father's Day speech. Now you have all these women up here saying, oh, yeah, we love our president. One. But also, look at economics. We got a lot of people that were packed. We talking about demoralization of women. I'm trying, you know, what, how y'all want to do it. Pat them on the back for saying you do what you want to do, you're strong, you're independent, you don't need anybody, blah, 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 blah. Every magazine that is white-owned will put up black women, say they don't need no man, they're doing this, even though black men still make more money on the dollar. Get this. You have these kids by yourselves a lot of times. How many women you see with kids balling out of control who really living in the Hamptons, who living in Baldwin Hills? You don't. You know, by themselves. A lot of these women are stuck. They're trying to make ends meet by themselves, and that's how they get you. And then what happens? It ties into, like, you know, parent is a two-person job. They tie the whole you do what you want to do. You raise your kids and say you do what they want to do. A lot of times they don't fit in school. You don't have attention for them. They end up getting in trouble. They end up going to prison or working menial jobs. And the black man knows about this, the private prison system, which they need 90% of the beds filled. So guess how they do it? That's how it all ties in. So it starts with one little nugget, or one little snowball, and like one little snowflake, and turn into a snowball. That's what happens. Because let's be honest here, like I said before, how many of these single mothers who are told they can do what they want to do, they don't need nobody. How many of them are driving Maseratis and living in 8-bedroom houses and they're housed on cribs? They're not. Many of them are struggling to make ends meet, going to Omnitech in Atlanta, talking about that's what's up, or Everett, trying to make ends meet. And it ends up hurting the children. It makes them look bad. And that's just how it is. That's just my opinion.
You know, it would have been nice to hear from more women than just Miss Quiet Storm, Miko, and Shonda. So, again, ladies, I know you're listening, and we have about 8 minutes left to go before we go to overtime. 347-884-8239. 347-884-8239. I got about 6 minutes left. So, come on, ladies.
Hey,
bring some ovaries and call in.
Hey, Don.
Yo.
Hey. Yo. You know what? You keep on asking them to call in. This is another reason, you know, why black women ain't conceived as a fucking threat to nobody. Because they'll talk all this shit about,
like,
you know, big and bad, like they big and bad. But when you actually get them, you know, the opportunity to do whatever, you know, to stand up
for what they supposedly believe on, have moral values in, they ain't no motherfucking where to be found. And that's why the black men see the more of a threat than black women. Even though black women are, you know, the first teacher of a child, whatever the fuck you want to say. But when it really comes down to it, when it really comes down to the goddamn gravel shoveling, you know what I'm saying, they ain't putting no work in. They want to talk about how we demoralize them and how this and whatnot. But when it's time to really give they thoughts, they fold like a motherfucking old-ass wallet. You know what I'm saying? But let some petty bullshit goes down with another black woman, they ready to fight all big and bad and bust a bitch skull in with their goddamn stiletto. But when it really comes down into, you know, what we are about a community or anything else, they ain't nowhere to be found. They got their head stuck in the sand like a motherfucking ostrich. So, I mean, look, all these bitches talk about it, they ain't about it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to invite them on the goddamn show no more because we already know what the fuck they going to do. Fold like a motherfucking bad wallet and sit their ass down and talk from a distance. That's all the fuck they going to do. And I'm calling them the fuck out about it.
Here's the sad part. This is not even so much of us trying to be kissed up and like, please, let me come in. They insisted. They said, we want a show about us. Are you guys gonna? We said, okay, we'll do it for you. Said, you asked for it. This is a request. We are just responding to a request from them. We're not
and
even out there trying
this,
to simp
this
out.
This is a request, you know, from them, and then they don't even show up to their own goddamn, you know,
y'all
which
nice.
They requested. You know.
Y'all too nice to them. I don't keep it real. All those women that requested this show who resort to email, like, Lisa Shonda taking her away from me, damn, oh, y'all go fuck y'allself. I'm going to be real with y'all.
I mean,
I'm keeping it real because the thing is, Don should have to keep repeating the number. If you got something to say, say it. Stop acting like a goddamn 5-year-old. If you're supposed to be so bad, you're supposed to be so strong, you pick up the phone. We ain't attacking nobody. Hell, we get on each other more than anybody. You know? So if you're that strong of a woman, if you're that bad of a person, hey, if you got any grievances you need to hear, hey, pick up the phone. But guess what? They ain't going to do it. So to those people, you go fuck yourself. And y'all
yeah,
can get me up on my Twitter. Keith Smitty 3000 on Twitter. I'll be glad to answer every question.
Because I'm sick of them. They keep on taking Shonda away from us, you know, texting and tweeting her and whatnot, but they can't bring this shit to us. I mean, I don't know how many motherfucking times Ronnie got to send out his motherfucking number. Somebody can send out their Twitter, their Facebook, for something. You got something to say to somebody else. Quit bringing it to the third fucking party. Bring it to that motherfucking person. You know, that goes with character and integrity. If you got a problem with somebody, just be grown enough and tell it to their motherfucking face. If you got a problem with us, what the fuck we say, say it to us. Quit bringing it to Shonda because she has her own opinion. She has her own motherfucking life. Shonda is not your goddamn blog talk Oprah. You got a fucking problem with us, say it to us. Be woman enough to, you know, stand up for your own motherfucking battles. That's why you keep on looking for motherfucking men to take on your fucking battles because you too scared to do it your goddamn self. You too weak to do it your goddamn self. But, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, really.
What I don't understand is I thought these are supposed to be some big bad bitches. Like, why are you getting sensitive over what 7 guys have to say? Like, there's nothing that any guy could say to me that's going to make not a damn difference, you know, what I want to do. I pay my own bills. I handle my own shit. I don't give a fuck what anybody has to say on one on one show or another. So if there's somebody, a pundit, saying something on a show, who gives a fuck? Like, come on, grow up. Get some big girl panties on and fucking stop acting like a little selfish, bratty bitch. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm tired of hearing. I'm really tired of hearing you broad talking about, oh, I'm so sensitive because these guys have said this, that, and the third. You're the one that went out there and go and have 3 and 4 baby daddies. That's your fault. If you're sensitive over that shit, please pause. Okay. Like,
okay, Miko, you're going too hard. You're going too hard. Hey, hold your fire. Hold your fire. With about 1 minute left, Ronan said to put his number out there. Ladies, again, 317-453-9342. And operator is standing by. Just make sure you don't call from the block number. 317-453-9342. 9342. We got 90 seconds to go, and then we're going to go into overtime. So if you want to speak your piece, you better call in right now. The call-in number is 347-884-8239. 347-884-8239. Grow some ovaries, ladies, and call in.
She ain't calling. Is Sean
Bitches is not calling in, okay? Because if they were going to call in, they were going to call in before. I'm tired of them. Each and every one of them. And they can blast me on Twitter if they like. The Sister Girl TV. Yes, you can find me. And you can put your little side notes on Twitter and your hating notes and say that I am just, some puppet that's working along with the guys, because I want to be in with the incredible. No, please. No, it's because I have my shit together and nobody makes me or defines me. I define myself. And I don't need anybody to validate me. Obviously, you need seven guys on a show to validate your situation.
You know what? I just want to tell Shonda, if she's listening, next time out, I ain't trying to do your business. I ain't trying to tell you your show, but stop responding to those people's Twitter messages. I'd be like, it's a call-in show.
Please.
And, because they're actually taking the host away from the show. And that's not cool right there. And Now, if she does want to pay into her kids, that's one thing, you know. But, like, she's grown woman complain on there, just let them go because, you know, they're supposed to be a call-in show. They grown, they should be able to call in. If they don't want to call in, stop complaining.
Shonda's call dropped. I know she had to get going, so I don't know if the angry ladies are still trying to text her, but we are in overtime, so I don't know if you guys want to keep on this discussion, because this is a whore that has been kicked to death. We shocked it back to life. We kicked it to death again. We've resurrected it so many times.
Hey, Don.
I mean, even
Frankenstein
can do shit for that horse now.
Don, you know what? And it's the thing. I'm supposed to be in a pool party at Scottsdale with us getting on hot chicks right now, but I'm on this line. You get my blood pressure up. I'm supposed to get a damn pull right now on these chicks.
Hey, go do what you gotta do, man. Hey, I'm about to go be demoralizing myself. I'm gonna go be an oppressive, patriarchal, demoralizing pig, and I'm gonna actually do the laundry, and I'm gonna be oppressing my wife and daughter as I'm, you know, doing the household chores, and you know the kind of shit that pisses them off.
Sorry, I'm messing with you. I gotta give you all the time.
Oh, yeah, actually, thanks for the reminder. I got to change the cat litter, too. Thanks for reminding me.
But no
wonder she married you. No wonder she married you. Felicia has good taste. I give Felicia credit. She's one smart lady.
Heck yeah.
But hey, what can you say? But somehow I'm oppressing her. I'm being very patriarchal. I'm demoralizing, you know, because allegedly
they don't know you.
Allegedly, they must know me because they must know me because they're very adamant that I have multiple out of wedlock children that I'm not taking care of.
Allegedly,
they claim I'm not really married.
He's gotta be,
you know,
joking. Oh my god, you
cheated
earlier than I thought.
Hey,
that's what they told Shonda.
I've been called gay plenty of times by these women. You know,
you have to be gay just because you don't have five children out of wedlock spread around the U.S.?
That's what they believe. Or you say your opinion, they think you're gay, you hate women. No, I don't hate women. I had one on my house the other day. I love women. The thing is that, like I always tell those women, I learned from Squid. I don't think I owe someone the truth. And if I can't give you an honest opinion, why am I here? Look at the guys they complain about. And look at what they don't do a thing. They don't say nothing. They be the main ones saying, oh, you hate black women. You hate our black queens keep popping their heads up, making them feel good. But guess what happens? Those women are left holding the bag anyway. But I don't care about grown women. I care about the young ones coming up. Because the grown ones made their bed, they lying in it. I don't want the young ones to make their beds and lie in it. And this is coming from a man who has not been a good guy my whole life. So I just be real with it.
Yeah, well, I know I probably shouldn't be saying that on the radio, but, you know, all I got to say is if my wife and I, we're working to raise our daughter right. she's gonna grow up with the right values and stuff. But God forbid she picks up any of that BS mentality. I'm gonna
she's
have to put
not.
A hit on a few people. God forbid that were to happen, I would have to put a hit on a few people and their children, because that I think that shit is genetic. We gotta eliminate that crap from the gene pool in the black community, but that's just me.
I don't think it's just genetic, honestly. It's all about the fact that, like I said, nobody's really raising their children anymore. And if anybody really knew you and saw how committed you are to your daughter, they would not say the things that they say. You know, like, you have to spend time with your kids. Spending time with your kids does not mean watching Basketball Wives, tweeting your friends, talking on the phone, finding out what's the topic on Twitter, and then telling them, can you please sit down and shut up while you're on the phone? That's not how you raise kids. You actually have to pull time out of your day and spend time with them and ask them how their day is. Ask them if they have homework. You know, see if they have bullies that are, you know, trying to bother your kids. Because a lot of parents don't even know that these kids have bullies until they come home with black and blues on their face, you know, because
Miko,
they don't even talk to them.
Miko, how do you expect a mother who probably got knocked up at 15, who's had to basically give up all the stuff that other teenagers do, who feel that mama's got to have a life too. How do you expect someone like that to be able to think on that level?
I don't really, but I mean, there's always a time that we all have to grow up. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, maybe it might not happen in the first, second, and third year, but, like, damn, like, how many years do you have to be a parent in order for you to, you know, start figuring out things? You know, you work on a job for a while, you start to learn some skills and stop fucking up at doing your job and, you know, keep your ass from getting fired. Can, you know, you start, you know, kind of picking up some, you know, skills, something. If you don't know what you're doing, ask some questions from some people who do know what they're doing, you know, and it may not be your mother, because look how you turned out, but I mean,
you know,
speak to somebody with knowledge. I don't know.
Miko, you know what? Hey, you brought up a good point, and it kind of ties to what black man was talking about, like with the media and stuff. It all boils down to raising your kids. And, it would boil it down to, because I don't care these chicks watch Basketball Wives. Just have them damn balance. It's like my sister. My sister loves watching the game. She loves that show. But what she does, she DVRs it. She and her husband handle the kids. And when the kids go to sleep, she'll pop the DVR in and go ahead and watch the game. You know, that's her show. But she'll make sure the kids are taken care of first. And that's the thing that's missing. People ain't raising their kids. People ain't paying attention to them. It's like a lot of these parents don't know their kids' favorite food, but they know about 2 Chainz, you know. They know about Lil Wayne, but you know. But so you got to pay attention to kids. And one thing y'all talk about, like, you might be asking your mama. And for the young kids out there, I'm going way off topic, so y'all don't like it. Fuck. But anyway, career advice, growing up, college, career advice. To be honest, I love my parents to death. But I could not ask them about career advice, me getting out of the military and stuff, because they grew up in segregated Alabama. They had a different mind. They saw different stuff. I had to pick up the phone, use the blog talk circuit, had to Google, do stuff like that to get the great advice I needed, because they didn't know. Hell, my dad doesn't own a computer. My mom still uses a Rolodex. You know? So the thing is, They're not experiencing the same type of life I am. So that's why I tell these young people, you got to seek that out. And sometimes even a young adult, seek it out. If they don't want to seek it out, they can never say no one told them.
Hello?
Oh, by the way, Ava's on the line. He waited until we're in overtime. Hey, by the way, happy birthday, man. And yes, like T. Smith, we're not going to send to you, but happy birthday.
Thank you, and yes, I'm getting older, so I finally am going to get Social Security. Thank you. It's just like,
oh,
yeah. I'm 25.
Oh, my God, you're still young.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? You
got breast milk on your mouth, man. You ain't old.
I know I'm not,
hey,
but,
hey,
by the way.
Duh. I'm sorry, A, but hey, you can actually rent a car now. Congratulations.
Yeah, you can rent a car without paying any penalties, and you can save a lot of money by switching car insurance to Geico.
Well, go ahead, brother.
I bought me a cheap 1969 Mustang for like $300 somewhere cheaper than renting a car. But anyway. But I got to ask Migo a question. This kind of came to mind earlier, but we kind of got in a rant and rumble for like 2 hours. So I was going to ask you, but do you think that kind of like economically, like marketing, like in the marketing field, like do you think that they target women like on purpose so they feel like emotionally spenders? Do you think that kind of contribute a little bit?
They do market directly to women since women are the biggest retail, you know, they buy the most. Between men and women, women purchase 60% of the products out on, you know, on the market in comparison to men. So, there's definitely a target towards women. Every marketing campaign is mainly fixated towards women. Many of the marketers will not even take on, like, let's say, independent marketing companies that don't have a large female following. So that's pretty much, like, where that's at as far as, you know, women in marketing. Is there anything more in-depth that you wanted to know about women in marketing?
Yeah, because I asked that because, like, let's say if I want to, like, get some clothes or something, there are more stores, like, okay, women got, and this is no joke, about on every street corner or something, you'll see, like, a women's store somewhere, but you barely find one for, like, men, like, just strictly men. And they think it's kind of, like, economically kind of stupid for, like, the company, because if you want to, if you get both markets, you can get easily that kind of money from your boys, men, women, junior, seniors, you know, stuff like that. And do you think it's kind of, like, long-term, you know, that comes not that's kind of finance kind of stupid, like economic, like, okay, if you get more demographic, age wise, location wise, you get more money. Why companies don't want to take the risk of just doing that?
I'm not sure I got you, Abe. Could you rephrase that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the marketing person, so that kind of went over my head. Hey,
yep.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a scientist, not a businessman.
I think I get it, sort of. Like, you're saying that there's a lot more opportunities for women to shop and to get sales and different things in comparison to men when they go out.
Yeah, I mean, think about it like this.
Yeah.
Even when, like, when they advertise, on, this will make you look good for women. Well, male more, this will help you get XYZ done. And it's easier on emotion than it is on production.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could say that's a form of the demoralizing right there. The taking care, you know, appealing to their impulses. But, you know, that's not us black men. That's not me, you, T. Smitty, Black Man 37, Ronan. We're not the ones who are doing that kind of demoralizing.
Yeah.
That's digging in their pockets.
It's
but we are still being blamed for
them.
It.
And honestly, if you watch some of the documentaries on different secret, like, marketing tools and different things. If you watch, I watched The Corporation, which is a really good documentary. You can find it on YouTube for free, the entire documentary. And they will talk about, you know, mass marketing and how it has affected Americans and especially women. And then they actually have an entire group of marketing that is centered around children, actually, between the ages of 6 months to 5 years old. It is called the NAG Factor, and they are a marketing group that finds ways to make advertising appealing to children so that children will nag their parents to buy products. And because they realize, like a lot of different companies, that 40% of the purchases made in the United States are based on a child nagging their parents to buy a product. So they have capitalized on this. So women and children are the biggest target as far as advertising and marketing.
men are the last, you know, because men shop differently than women and children. Men, they like to make big purchases that are staple purchases, that are, you know, important purchases, like computers, cars, equipment that is going to be useful and valuable to them and that can have, you know, value throughout. Women and children will buy things that are frivolous that will lose its value right away and that they will have to go and purchase again because women are taken upon their impulses, so they will go and shop for clothes even though they have a full closet full of clothes, even clothes that still have tags on it because of the way that they feel on a whim. And children do the same thing.
And do you think they use, like, also, like, let's say color as a big way to promote, like, women and kids? I know women like color, like, there's big bright colors and kids like stuff that grab attention visually. And do you think that's kind of used a little bit, too, when they, like, promote stuff and you when they say, if you get this color, it's going to make you, like, feel better, get you more attention since
yes,
kids
absolutely.
And women like attention a lot?
Absolutely. It is proven that women tend to like pink and green colors, and red is a color of success. It is seen as a color of success and power. So if you notice in a lot of commercials, there will be a lot of those colors used to attract, you know, women and to entice them. If there is a sweater and an outfit in that comes in five or six colors, they will pick those colors in particular to advertise their clothes. In comparison to picking some of the other colors like brown and black and beige or anything else that's available for you to purchase. Children are attracted to the colors yellow and blue. And if you see a lot of kids' stuff, when they advertise, they use yellow and blue. And little girls like pink, so it is attractive to both the mommy and the daughter. So that will be helpful to kind of blend the advertising pool.
So, like, do they even use clearance sales in those stores? Because I'll be honest, if I'm, like, let's say in a combined women and men store, and I see men clothes on clearance, like, all the time. You just walk in, you never see women clothes giving out clearance. It's just there. You may see two buy one, get one free, but you never see a clearance. Like, okay, this right here is, like, five, like, let's say 10 or less. So I've seen, like, in men clothes, I get a lot of clothes. If they're cheap for 10, I get, like, about $3 for $2, like, polo shirts. Women clothes, you don't even see in clearance a lot. And you think that's done on purpose since they figure, oh, my God, buy now. If you don't, you're missing out. You're part of the in crowd. I know, Don, this may be boring to you, but I'm just interested in me.
No, it's not. No. That's kind of making me chuckle because I'm thinking, like, see, you see all this stuff where it's being deliberately targeted at women to take advantage of their impulsiveness to make them spend their hard-earned money. But yet, they're not going to look at all that. All they're going to focus on is the fact that T. Smitty and Double Love said they would rather, you know, they would rather a woman who's, you know, about 140 pounds or less and childless. They'll focus on that while not thinking that all those companies that are preying on them to make them spend their money, that,
absolutely,
you know, they're not going to focus on that.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up. But those women would never, those women, if you brought that up to those ladies who called last week, Abe, rather than listen to you and be like, and try to think about what you said, they would try to shout you down and try to call you some names.
Gay.
And still try
gay.
To make it seem that and try to make it seem that you're guilty of somehow demoralizing them when you're just showing that, hey, this is some of the other stuff that's happening. There's a lot of stuff much bigger than whether or not we want to date you because you got kids. But I digress.
Yeah, because I use this term a lot. You somebody have, and quote my language, give a damn about anything. Am I allowed to say that on here? Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, feel free, man. It's a mature show.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot.
Yeah, I mean, give a damn. I mean, just about the finance I give a damn about is a long-term security thing. Let's say you make $1,000 a month and you waste about $950. You have $50 spare, and guess what happened? You use it all just on random crap, man. You can't put $50, like you can't put $50 a month away. Just okay, I'm just gonna put it away each month, each check. I get $50 from stuff. And you times that, that's 50. Unless you get paid every 2 weeks, that's $50. Like $50 every week, and you times it by 2, $100. Times 100 by 12, that's $1,000. That's $1,200 you have saved up for in 1 year. And you can do a lot of stuff with that. If let's say you want to even start a really small business or something, or a case, you may get sick or something. I got this in case something a little bit, okay, this is enough for the year, I can keep it with. And you may have to pay back some bad taxes too, because you know how the IRS want to get their money, and you do take out a lot of portion on their checks. And let's say back to school, I remember back to school was going on. I'll be honest, you know that tax-free thing that happened last month? Really, in all honesty, this is my personal opinion on it. Unless you buy in bulk like crazy, it really don't affect you that much. Like, well, a pencil, a pack of pencils, what, maybe $1, and that's 7 cents. If you're going to use it, like, okay, if a teacher buys, because a lot of you have to buy their own supply, which I think is dang ridiculous, because schools pay for it. That's my own personal opinion. That's a whole other show. We'll get into that another day. But if you buy a pack of pencils, like $1, that's all you need. If you don't want to wait in line for, like, 2 hours just to get some pencils, just get it early or go to a discount store somewhere to have it cheaper somewhere else a week in advance. Because they use the time and money as a combination. Like, Dollar General used to use the term save time and money. That line is gone because they raised their prices up, which means what people got to be in the store now. So that a lot of places are not even using the term save money because time money, because a lot of that is eliminated now because inflation and all the expansion. Because when you expand, you you're paying more on the product because they're going to expand. It costs money to build a building here and there, the market, all that kind of stuff.
But, Abe, here you go again, asking them to think ahead, to take responsibility. Because as far as they're concerned, you know, if they missed the opportunity for a good sale and stuff, it's a man's fault. The man should have thought ahead and done that for them. Because, you know, you got to worship the sister. But
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is on that sense, you know. And honestly, if they were to manage things properly, they would have these things on hand. When I was growing up, my mom would buy everything, you know, on sale. She would get it in bulk, and we had a big Rubbermaid container that had everything that I needed in there. You know, it would have like 6 binders, 12 or 13 packs of, you know, paper, construction paper, sketch pads, pencils, crayons, everything that I need. My mom would administer it to me however I needed it, and I never had to worry if I was going to have it. And my mom, she taught me the value of bargain shopping, coupons, getting things on sale, you know, being able to plan and plot where you're going to shop so that you can hit up more than one store in one area to save time and money and energy, you know, like, because traveling back and forth on the train, because here in New York, we're not driving around with our cars, you know. Because it kills me when I hear out-of-town people say, oh, you know, the travel is so far, it's only 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes. Like, when in New York, 15 minutes, you can't even get to any place. We wish 15 minutes is a short commute. Like, that's, like, the commute to get to the grocery store, the local grocery store on the train. And when you're carrying and lugging those bags back and forth on the train and on the bus, you've got to be smart about it. And there are so many online tools for you to use. There's things like ValPak. There's Cool Savings. There's, you know, what is it, CouponMoms.com. You know, I use those all the time. I get the ones out of the Sunday newspaper. Sometimes when I don't even buy the newspaper, I'll go to the convenience store at the end of the day. They'll give me all the coupons at the end of the day because they have to throw out the newspapers anyway because they're old. And that's what I do. While I'm watching my shows on Sunday, which I don't really watch TV too much, but...
You ain't missing nothing, by the way. You're not missing nothing.
Yeah, I don't really watch TV.
You realize, again, you're actively doing something and you're not expecting some man to step, so quote unquote, step up and do it for you.
Oh,
next
no.
Got to work it.
I'm a little bit too industrious to just sit back and let anybody do anything for me. I've always been the kind of person that I am too impatient to wait on anybody to do anything for me. I have to have the control over my own life. Because when you sit back and you wait for somebody else, you've lost control over your own life. And I just can't sit and wait for that kind of thing. I like to know that if I can do it, if it's in my power to do it, I'm going to go do it. And I'm taking responsibility. Like, I have it. Everything that I need is there because I can make it happen for me. If there is something that a guy wants to do, that's great. It's icing on top. That's really nice. But I handle my own things, you know. Everything that I wanted to get done, I make sure and I go and hustle and I work hard and I grind and I, you know, do what I have to make sure it happens. Yeah. I don't know what other chicks are doing.
I think probably use the I word. You say it pairs. I could say independent, which is, can I please get on that word right quick? Can I, like, eliminate something with that word?
Oh, go ahead, man. You got, like, the whole floor.
Yeah, come on,
okay.
Birthday boy.
Okay. If you're, let's use the term independent, I mean, I don't need nobody. Let's say, don't ran your own business, let's say, being, making a product, let's say, for cold medicine, right? And let's say, I don't need nobody, like, I do my own work. Let's say a customer's like, okay, you're independent, we ain't gonna buy your product anymore. He'll be out of business. So everybody is dependent on somebody. The term independent really is a false term, in my opinion. If you're talking about from a top, bottom, and life standpoint, you need somebody and something, because let's say you don't know anything about, let's say Miko's 15, don't know how to drive a car. How should I drive a car if there's no one there to teach you anything? And you can't pull a drive by your dang. You can't drive by yourself. You got the license yet. So you need somebody to teach you stuff or something. Somebody got to at least write a book. Okay, this is how you do X, Y, Z. If that person write the book, then you can do it later. So everybody needs somebody at a certain point and somewhere in life. Nobody did anything really by themselves 100% in their life from the day they're born to the day they die. I know that sounds cold to say, but it's true. So let's eliminate the term independent in the respect of I don't need nobody. Can I please get rid of that word? I hate the word swag, too. I hate it. It disgusts me.
Yeah, but I think they're too prideful to let go of it because, you know, it's the whole feminist thing as far as
I don't understand. Don, these women that keep using the word independent are the most dependent-ass bitches I've ever met in my life. They're always waiting for somebody to do some shit for them. They're waiting for a guy to give them $200 to get a weave. They're waiting for this guy to give them $75 to get their nails done. They're waiting for this person to fix their car, and they're waiting for this person to do this and that.
They depend on that quote-unquote man, the pimp currently known as Uncle Sam.
Exactly. They're dependent on everybody. So all of you independent ones, if you're using that word, please be on my level because you do not know what the word independent is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are holding down your own job, you are holding down your own bills, you do your own stuff for yourself, you don't ever have to have no guy put a tank of gas in your car for no reason, and you pay your own house note and everything, like, that is what I call independent. You know, you're running your own business. That's independent.
No,
you
that
don't. You,
not
none of you bitches do that. None of you do that. None
that
of you do
that.
That
still does not count as independent, Miko, because think about it. We none of us is really independent. If you are truly independent, you would own your own land. You would be able, first of all, you would, to build your own house, you would go to the woods with your hacksaw. You would chop the wood yourself, make the logs, build everything by your bare hand. You would dig the ground with your bare hands, get the raw iron. You would have your own little furnace, pump it with the strength of your own arms, melt it to iron ore and steel to make the nails so you can nail the boards together. You would do everything by yourself.
You would dig your own oil well
and all that.
That's truly being independent. That's like Mother Nature and you.
But at least what I'm describing is a little bit more closer to the definition of independent than what you women represent. Because none of you, like, clearly every woman I hear use that word, they are all, when we have our discussion, we're sitting down at dinner and stuff, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just waiting for him. He gonna come through with this $500 so that I can get this done, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't need his ass anyway, though. What?
Yeah, well, if that's the case, well, if that's the case, then that sounds more like prostitution. Because what did Charlie say about, what did Charlie Sheen say about it? He said, I don't pay him to keep him, I pay him to go away. So if I'm coming to give you money, or are you coming to my house to get some money, I'm giving you that money to get the hell away from me. That's what you do with a prostitute.
Oh, shit.
I ain't going to say something right quick, and I kind of wondered on this. Like, I was out yesterday. This kind of bothers me. This is, I was out, but this happens when I've been young, whatever. Anyway, how much am I paying a date? Like, okay, under 20. It's like, you're not going to spend $50 the first day. I'm like, no, I'm not, because I don't know you. Number one. Number two, this is how I feel. That's too much money to spend on somebody you don't know really yet. Not in a, on a sale, but if you want to get to know someone for real, like legit, like, okay, I'm introduced to my parents. I got to take my time on that. And I can get, let's say, $10 back. But I'll spend like 3 hours with you. I can't get my 3 hours back. You see what I mean? And that's like stuff where, okay, spend 50 and spend 3 hours. I'm like, no, no, no. If you want to be in, you got to be in for real. Even in business, you got, like in the stock exchange, you got to put in, I don't know how much a share is, maybe. Let's say $100 a share, or $1,000, more accurate. So you got to put, okay, you got to put some stuff in to get the share out. Both people got to do that. When one person put in and another don't put out, that's a more risk than reward. So it's got to be equal risk and reward if you want to get it that way. It's at least the minimum. But you can't be asking someone to put in more risk and then get less reward. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. That's
stupid. Do you know that Shonda is still talking to these idiots on freaking Twitter?
I got an idea.
No, I think she called it quits. She had a family function to attend. I think she's done with them. But it's clear that we waste. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Abe is giving people some good financial gain here. I hope those women, even though they didn't have the ovaries to call in, I hope they're listening, that they're a little more aware, more mindful as far as how they spend their money, you know, how they relate to themselves and their kids. But in a way, they wasted our time because all of last week they wanted us to address their issues. They told us we should do this for them, and that's why we did it. And here you have Abe on his birthday when he should be out there celebrating. Here he's wasting his time trying to give them some knowledge, and they're not even listening.
Well, I'm doing that later on. I'm celebrating later.
I'm sorry, I missed last week. Damn, you know, like I've been in the hospital, like, but dang, like I heard it was pretty heated. My dumbass, I punctured a hole in my eardrum.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you how that happened, but Blackman37, she's still on the line. I'm not about to switchboard.
A Q-tip.
Laundry, but why don't you give her a synopsis of what happened, a quick synopsis. Like,
I took a shower, I came out, I cleaned my ear with a Q-tip, and I punctured a hole in my eardrum.
I'm going to tell you a secret. My dad coming up, my parents told me, I got the same thing. Let me guess, you got earwax buildup, right? I'm just guessing.
Not like full ear. It's not like thick or anything. I just want, you know, sometimes you just want to clean out your ear, you know, like, but I learned from the doctor to use hydrogen peroxide instead. So now that I've punctured the hole in my ear, I've got good advice from everybody. So I got to go back to the doctor on Tuesday to find out whether or not they're going to have to do surgery on my ear, because right now it's deaf in my left ear. So I'm just trying to, you know, see what's going to happen. At least it doesn't hurt anymore.
You should have asked me last week. I would have told you I had the same thing. Not, I had busted my eardrum, but, you know, wax put up a lot, and you're just trying to clean your ear with the ear tip. My parents told me, hey, what do you keep doing that? You're, like, stabbing the eardrum, and then the wax won't really get out because you're steep, almost steeping it, so you have to pour. This is accurate. If alcohol and peroxide, you pour a little bit in, it's going to ooze out. You don't have to even wax it. It's going to ooze out.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because even if you don't end up punching your eardrum, when you're packing it in, it might actually make it worse. One time, I used one of those things at the pharmacy for You know, you put it in, you let it sit for 5 minutes, it like fizzles and stuff. Man, I had chunks of like brown red stuff. Like it was thick chunks that came out. And trust me, I could hear a lot better. Yeah. So sometimes no amount of using Q-tips is gonna get all that stuff. And sometimes when I eat like a lot of hot food, you know how your nose runs when you eat hot food?
Yeah.
I could feel my ears running. And trust me, sometimes some people, I know it sounds very gross, some people produce more earwax than others, but the Q-tip should only be used for the outside. You should technically should never put the Q-tip inside the ear canal. But
I know that now.
Ladies, that's another tip for hygiene. See, ladies, we're not here to demoralize you. We're trying to give you some good tips right there.
By the way, can I mention something happened? I had the ear problem. Mine was like yours. It built up so bad where I went to the doctor. This was stupid. They poured water in, but they didn't really do anything. And I was like, my dad and I did the same thing. They had me go to the store, to the pharmacy, spent X amount, and we're sitting there like, you know, I was thinking just buying this on my own. No, you got to pick the doctor. And it cost so much to buy on my own because I wasn't at 4 at the time. Like, why in the world I couldn't just buy this on my own? You had to go to the doctor, go through all this stuff, pay money to go to the doctor, to buy the stuff. You know, okay, I need to buy this. Why I got to go to the doctor? They had to pay them. Then you go to the pharmacy. He paid them. Well, I just went middleman and bought the pharmacy. I knew exactly what was on my ear. It was built up too bad. And I did profit. I knew it was. Now, was your stuff called, like, was it kind of milkish stuff, like the medicine you use to clean your ear?
I don't remember the name.
Right now, I don't know. They gave me some ear drops. It's called Ciprodex. And I don't know. At first I was using them alone, and then I decided that I was going to use some homeopathic remedies as well to help and assist. And I feel like it's been, a lot better. You know, what I've been doing is I've been like shoving a clove of garlic in my ear, and the enzymes from the garlic has been helping to bring up this horrible stuff in my ear. It's like infected tissue stuff. And then I use golden seal and echinacea extract and drop like 3 droplets in my eardrum every day. And along with that and using the Ciprodex and taking the amoxicillin, my ear has been feeling a lot better so far, but I haven't got my hearing back yet. So that's what they're worried about now. So I got to go back on Tuesday so that they can figure out what they're going to do to fix that, or if it's going to be fixed on its own. A little bit more time.
Oh, yeah, by the way, doctor, stop using that I don't know the name of it. Dom don't know better than I will, but it's like a big metal piece that will clean your ears just to figure out how much wax in it. That hurt. That will bleed your eardrum. Stop doing that. Stop. If someone's already tried the ear tip, just get some liquid and pour it in there and see if it's clean. If it don't, I think that was a good measure. Okay, this will work. Because the metal thing will just bust your eardrum and make you bleed to death. I had some breast cancer on my ear one time. Yeah, I don't know the name they use, but it's like, if you know how, if you've seen it, it's like a big thing they put to your ear to see how much wax put in it. It hurt when they put it in. You know what I'm talking about, probably. It's stuff like, I stopped using that. It still hurts too much, and it can actually hurt your ear worse. If you can't get out with the warden, just tell them, like, you got to go there and pick up some liquid, get some, it's a milkish, it looked like milk, but it's not. If you see, you know exactly, it looked like insulin. Like, you know, diabetes use insulin needles, insulin. It looks like insulin, but it's not insulin. It looks like it, but it's not. It's liquid drop. It's cheap. My pharmacy, it was $40, but it will help to clean your eardrum, but yours is real bad. So I know how bad yours is. I hope it do get better, though.
Thank you. And I hope you have a fabulous birthday.
I am going out later, so I'm not going to be home all day. I was out yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I will say one thing when I was out. I do feel kind of weird. I was out yesterday. I was noticing, like, XYZ going on. I saw Sparkle yesterday, right? Yes, I saw Sparkle. I'm a straight man, and I saw Sparkle. It's not a musical, it's a drama before people start that crap. But Mike Epps was playing the movie. He was trying to be serious, but he was too funny to be serious. He said something that stuck out my mind. And I'll quote. He said, quote, bitch, if I ain't said, I'm living off your ass. My money you be making. Something you don't ask, I'm going to start doing that pretty soon. Just let you know. That's a little
and when your birthday and when your birthday is over, Abe, make sure to call me and ask me about that thing that you hit me out on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you about that. I took care of that thing. We took care of it. We're fine. Everything. I did ask one question about that documentary you talked about. Was it the corporation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the link to that. Oh yeah, I bought on two documentaries today. It's about the fault, the myth. It's called. Have you heard about? What is it? Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked.
Yeah, it's like a document where you know how the media say, well, black men are in jail more than our college, and that document's going to expose that crap because it's playing that's the biggest lie, one of the biggest lies in history of the game. It's going to go in detail about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I recommend, like, if. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I do have The College Conspiracy. That was a good DVD if you want to watch that. It's a documentary.
Is it on Amazon or is it on DVD?
You can find it. You can actually find it. You can buy it like off, I think, either eBay or Amazon. They have it on sale there. I'm not exactly sure. Let me see if they have it on YouTube, but I know they have the corporation, the entire thing of the corporation on YouTube. So if you go on YouTube, you go in the search bar, and you put the corporation, you will be forwarded to a channel that's going to have the complete documentary on there. So, one of my favorites that I've ever watched. You're going to definitely need to, for those two, you're going to have at least 6 hours of time to watch the both of them because they're both about 3 hours long. But I love it. Let me see. College Conspiracy. I'm going to search for you right now since I'm writing from the computer.
Mm-hmm. And this is a movie that I saw. It was a comedy, but I like the idea, but I didn't like how they didn't go enough in the detail of it. The title, I don't know if you heard it, but it's like a title name like I'm Cool White Girls. The guy was black, but he's not the stereotypical black, you know. You know what I mean, the stereotype?
Yeah.
Like, he's not said it. He kind of, like, is the comic book drawn guy who does more about political stuff like that. A Day Like White Earth. He said, I just did. I don't know why. He tried to do black men. He got one, but they didn't go into detail of why it's like that. So I do want to see a movie about that pretty soon. I want to see a real movie about that, like a documentary or something about that. Because I ain't getting tired of that. We don't go into detail why it's going on, like, why that's been going on for, like, since, I don't know how long, decades probably. Yeah, that's almost like the pink elephant nobody want to talk about. How that's going on. It's since, like, when you said you're getting grammar school, how that start there, and then when, let's say, your family functions, your family say, that's not black enough. You got to be more black. It be deep in your roots. And you got to be like this and that. I'm like, sitting there like, dude, I know my black history and you do. Just because you smoke a blunt and you'll sag your pants down and make you black. Don't make you down.
Exactly.
Don't make you offend me. Stop with that crap. And this is why, and kids hear that, too, at 8 years old, and peer pressure do play a role in that. And nobody don't settle those men soon, like early before they get 18, they're gonna be like they get. That's a quick downward spiral how to get into that crap. So I'm telling parents right now, you better get your kids right early before they go in high school. Get them right early so that they know better, have a chance to survive in the game early. Don't wait till they get 21.
And you know what? This ties in again to the whole demoralizing of black men and black women. When you have people telling young black boys and young black girls they're not being black enough, they're sellouts and acting white because they're doing good in school, they know how to play an instrument, you know, they actually like classical music over gangster rap, that does, you know, that is demoralizing. That is more demoralizing than a young black man who kept his dick in his pants and didn't go around slinging seed like Johnny Appleseed, who decides he only wants to settle down with someone who is childless like him so they can start a family together. It's more demoralizing to tell this guy he's acting white than it is for this guy to say he'd rather have, you know, start a family from scratch as opposed to do the blended family thing.
Yeah, because I was at, I would not say where I was at, but I was talking, these women taught me for some odd reason they were under 20, they were under 23, I know this much. And they asked me questions, and they thought I was lying. I'm like, I'm dead serious. I don't want to check you out, kids. I was like, I read. I don't go out. I read on purpose. I do X, Y. It's like, why guys like you? It's like, and I want to say so bad, like, mother effer, we around, it's not even funny how we are, how big we are, but y'all don't want to mention it. You act like every black guy who is, like, not light-skinned, who got some sense, who can actually read, and read don't mean reading King Magazine, read a big butt and see what's tattooed on it. You can read about some facts and history. Well, that's not where y'all at. They're every freaking where. I'm getting tired of people acting like we're not everywhere. How we're like these dangerous species, like Don said, like we're these dangerous species, which we're not. We need to stop lying about that. If the media say F the media, the media can eat a dick for all I care. If people need to stop getting on the media's attention, look what's going on for real in the game. Let's go outside our freaking neighborhoods for real. Let's go out our neighborhoods and talk to people legitimately. Talk to people who are older, got some sense. They'll tell you what's going on. As a matter of fact, talk to people who know more than you, so you can learn to improve yourself. That's a little tip a vet told me like a long time ago. To get better, talk to people who know more than you, who are doing better than you, so you can get where they are, or better, or get more, who can get where they are, or you can get there sooner than they did. That's just my little nugget of information.
Hey, you can also find the College Conspiracy on YouTube as well. So anybody who wants to watch anything that's worthwhile, you can watch it for free without even paying for anything. It's all available on YouTube, the entire, both the College Conspiracy and the Corporation.
Can you put it on my Facebook?
Yeah.
The free ad, so everybody will see it on my page, so everybody will see it.
Well, folks, I don't know if Black Man Thursday is still on the line, but he hasn't spoken. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, we only have about another maybe 14 minutes before the recording goes off. But I got to go make formula bottles for my baby because my wife is kind of busy.
Oh, yes. Kiss her, please.
Oh, yes, of course I will, you know, because even though people think I'm lying and stuff, but, yeah, you know, I do have a family to take care of, and part of it involves, you know, handling some of the child care stuff, which hopefully those ladies did not call in because they were actually busy taking care of their kids, hopefully, rather than making new ones.
Oh, my God.
But
you can ask you on your taxes. If you got child care, if you give child care, you use it on your taxes to get deduction. Side note.
Well, I'm hoping I get some kind of deduction because the IRS, they've been crazy, man. It's like ever since I got married, most folks have been taking more. It's like now all of a sudden it's like I owe taxes.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know how much the city of Philadelphia takes more taxes from me than the state of Pennsylvania?
Yeah,
I'm getting tax jacked.
Yes, they feel like, okay, you've got two people you're taking care of, so like they feel there's more people in the household that are not, let's say, your parent child. They'll take more out of the certain chart they'll use. Okay, you're married, you'll make X, Y weekly or monthly, whatever it is. And they figure, okay, you're cheap in one part, but they'll double that price in another area. That's how that works. They'll always find a way to make more money after you, more people you take care of. It's ridiculous. I can't stand it personally. And I'm in the money off of it, so it stinks.
Oh, well, the pimp knows Uncle Sam has a bigger gun, so, you know, kind of don't have much of a choice. But, hey, but again, that's the dude that's backing up all those independent women, you know?
Ratchetness, as I call it.
Yep.
Ratchet.
The biggest rapist of them all, Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't you love him?
And I got to say this right quick. The word swag, someone told me this is legit fact. It came from, it's a gay term. Someone told me this, so it's a gay term. So all you have to do is say, we swagging out, slipping dick in bitches, making money, make it rain all. That's a gay term, by the way. Came from gay term. I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. They told me this. It went for years. So before you use that word, know what it means for real. Know the history of it.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
All I got to say is the views and opinions expressed regarding the term swagger and the gay community were those of Abe. Those were not the views and opinions of the Platinum Queens West Show, the switchboard operator, Blockset Radio, its advertiser affiliates. If anybody is offended, the number to call in to give your hate mail and your anger is 215-618-1505.
We're talking about it anyway.
Yeah, man,
we're going to get heat anyway. It don't matter. We're going to get heat anyway. If you're not talking about kissing people's butt, you're going to get hit anyway, so.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You're
going to get
hit. It don't matter what you say. God help you say anything against the gay community. Not you, but, you know, if you say anything closely that they perceive as homophobic, they will attack, and it's like, come on, you know, not everything somebody's saying is against gay or lesbian.
Look at the whole Chick-fil-A controversy. Look at the Chick-fil-A controversy.
I was just thinking about that.
From what I understand,
let me tell you something, guys. I speak as a gay woman, part of the gay community. The guy is a devout Christian, okay? He was on a Christian show talking about Christian values, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who, you know, talk about this, that, and the third, you know, he's this, he's that, he shouldn't have said this, he shouldn't have said that. He believes in his principles very, very strongly. That's the whole reason why he doesn't open up his restaurant on Sunday, because he believes devoutly in the day of rest. He lost tons and bukus of money not opening up on Sundays for the Olympics when he could have made himself a windfall of money. But he believes in his views devoutly. So you can't make someone who is a devout Christian see things from your perspective. Now, he has not said that he has banned homosexuals from his restaurant. Now, if you want to take it personally, don't start doing it now, because you knew he was a devout Christian when you were chopping down them big chicken sandwiches and drinking the lemonade from before. So let's stop getting all sensitive and getting our panties in a bunch, okay? Like, seriously.
And there you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. And I never heard anything about Chick-fil-A saying they will not hire or serve homosexuals.
Oh, they've got plenty of gays at Chick-fil-A, okay? They've hired plenty of gays at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I have gone to Chick-fil-A's all over.
So the point is, that was just some kind of ploy. And then these people are trying to turn it into a whole Romney versus Obama thing. That was disgusting.
That was very
disgusting, which is why, you know, this is why I always say you Americans will never cease to amaze me. That's why I say to hell with the pussycrats and the Republicans. You Americans need to go to politics1.com. That's politics with the digit 1.com/parties.htm. It will give you not a comprehensive but quite an extensive list of different political parties besides the jackasses and elephants that most of the American citizens probably never even knew about, but do exist here in the U.S. So there is a choice out there, and especially the Negroes who feel that somehow you're not authentically black unless you vote Democrat, as Ronan would say.
Or an Obama lover. Like, this is the kind of where I want to kind of go into a little bit on there, but I know we got heat for this. That if you're a black woman, you have to like Barack Obama, guaranteed. It's like, what? Yeah, I mean, you do feel like that to me personally. It almost feels like now everybody knows you gotta love Barack Obama, or you're not black, or you're not a woman, you're not a black woman.
I thought that should be
a topic for a show.
Those women did not like Barack Obama. They thought he wasn't black enough until they realized that Michelle is a dark-skinned woman. So to me, that's total hypocrisy.
That is stupidity.
Oh, my God. But
they question the man's blackness. And the fact that, you know, before we get cut off, especially my black American folks out there, especially the women voters who are hoping that by voting for Barack Obama that you'd get probably more Section 8 or more money from the state government stuff. First of all, understand, the president has nothing to do with stuff like that. You should pay more closer attention to your city and state elections, first of all. And that man is not Moses, who's going to lead the Hebrews out of Egyptian captivity into the promised land, okay? He's just a man. The president does not make laws. Please read the United States Constitution, Article 2, which explains the duties and responsibilities of the executive branch. Please understand, if you want anyone you want to hold accountable, first of all, I would say it's your local and state legislature, but try to read about Congress, because Congress are the people who make the laws. Congress can override a presidential veto. They can override a ruling by the Supreme Court by simply amending the Constitution. But, again, you don't take time to read because you'd rather watch Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives of Atlanta as opposed to read the Constitution. Or if you're going to read, you're probably going to read a Zane or some kind of urban erotica novel. But, I'm demoralizing you right now because I'm exposing that stuff. But, yeah, read the Constitution for a change. And then actually go vote for your local elections. Find out who's in your city council, school board, that kind of stuff. Because
exactly.
Those are the things that affect your children and affect you directly.
We need to have a show about that.
We tried that.
If you look on BC's show, on Straight Truth BC's show, it's blogtalkradio.com/island72. Me and Ronan, I don't know if Ronan was there, but I know me and Alvin, we did a show on Article 2 of the United States Constitution. I know it pissed off a lot of Uhuru Hotep brothers, but hey, I don't give a damn. We did a show, we talked about that. So if you look in the archives, look on Straight Truth BC's BCR archives, we did a show on that.
Well, you were talking about local government and like.
Well, no, we talked about we read through the Article 2 of the Constitution to talk about what are the duties of a president.
Oh no, I'm saying we should talk about local government and we should talk about like what their positions are and why they're like important, like because a lot of people see these positions and they have no idea what they do, like that's why they don't even pay any attention.
Okay, well, Miko, Abe, and Blackman37, since you guys are some of the more politically astute people in the group, how about you guys gather that information and, you know, we can talk with Shonda and schedule a day where you guys will run the show and we can focus on that topic because it is important
All right.
for people to get that knowledge.
Sure, why not?
Hey, that's all I can see. Anyways, they're going to boot us off at any time now. For some reason, when I run the switch with the switchboard on Internet Explorer, it does not show me how much time I have left recording. So I'm going to take us out with the theme song, if I can find it, under the damn switchboard. Miss Computer Lady just clogged this thing with all kinds of other files. And we will reconvene and talk more about that because that definitely should be the next thing we talk about because I'm tired of this whole male-female stuff and those women are just too chicken shit to really come and speak when we give them the floor.
God knows what's getting
Oh, okay, there, I got the file. So, with this, everybody,
all right.
Wish you a good night. I'm going to mute the line and catch you next week.
California, 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 yeah, yeah.
What it do, what it do? This is Sean inside the Queen, coming at you with my partner, the baddest entry on the West Coast. This is Chili Chill. Platinum Queen's West is a brand new radio station. We're going to be bringing y'all some of the hottest upcoming independent artists, as well as some bad West Coast all-stars. Platinum Queen's West, you heard?
It is West Coast, yeah, yeah. Chili Chill is on the scene.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen. Chili Chill is on the scene.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
California.
West Coast, California, Platinum Queen on ya. Give it up for the new West Coast, we're riding on ya. Yes, sliding on ya. It's just that easy. No Hollywood 118th belief. Keep it all greasy. We don't do it for the dollar. Rather it's Don Calypso, T-Speedy, or Scholar. Make you wanna holler like tips from a hollow. Platinum Queen roll call goes as follows. Miss Optimism, beautiful butterfly. Double up in the house. Don't ask why. Miko and Miss Quiet songs are worse than reply. Miss Computer Lady, Black Man, Abe, and I. So go and testify. just call in. Platinum Queens got the West Coast ride again. Reaching the BC and us, Cavito Man got the chat room blowing up, so y'all tune in. Rolling.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Cracking with you now, tuned in to the most dangerous radio show on the internet, on Blog Talk, in the galaxy, in the universe. You know why? Because we tune in to what's going on in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to reach out and at least try to help with the kids, with your kids. Giving underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't have deals, an opportunity to be heard. Call in number 347-884-8239 every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, we want to hear from you.